All right.
And starting over.
Yeah.
No, this is the first. This is right off the top.
It's
first
rare that we do that.
Done.
It, guys, it it's that rare that we ridiculous. Do that. We did 5 minutes. It was no good. And yeah.
We talked to Alexa the whole time and just dead air as Alexa off in the background. Is this even Christmas music, by the way?
No, well, depends on what country, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe it was made by a guy named Chris.
And his mom said, no moss.
We've been asking Alexa to like do things for us, like put on Christmas music and play the After Disaster. It was just no good. So, hey, welcome to the After Disaster. I'm Anderson. There's Mike Carano sitting directly across from me. There's Ty sitting on it. Mike Carano sitting on an uncomfortable chair, feet
I'm not,
up.
I'm not uncomfortable.
You look uncomfortable.
You look uncomfortable.
Tyler is sitting directly to my left on the couch on a bearskin rug. We are coming to you live on tape.
How about this? Does this make you guys feel
that
better?
That looks better. Thank you for being in the studio.
I just sit straight up.
We are coming to you live on tape from Mike Carano's apartment, which is also going to be the future hosting spot for this year's annual Christmas.
Let's not say the future. Let's just say a one-time hosting spot.
It's coming up in a couple days. That's the future from now.
Day after tomorrow.
And we're going to be here doing it with a bunch of
people.
What
if you guys come over on Friday and I've completely moved everything around and it's much nicer?
What if?
I put all the pictures on the walls.
That'd be weird.
I have a candy dish.
Alexa, turn off.
Jesus Christ. Why can't we have some Christmas
carols? No, it was like
the
kids were like singing, and it, like, I don't think it was even Christmas.
I don't like it. I need to hear what those kids have to say.
It was like a thing that plays while your dead body is being carried out in a montage.
What if it was Jacob Tremblay singing? He's got the voice of an angel.
I don't know who that is.
I would like that.
Yeah, but what if an angel has a gravelly
voice? A kid from
Room.
What? Oh. That would be weird.
Yeah.
Speaking of angels and gravelly voices.
Hey, Johnny, come over here and meet your uncle.
Hey, nice to meet you.
He's like Harvey Firestein Jr.
The uncle, or is that the kid?
That's the kid.
Mm. Mike, if I give you a picture, could you block out, like, blackout faces? So that you can, okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to talk about something that I've known about for about 12 hours now. Less than 12. Yeah, less than 12 hours. Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
No, more than.
Make sure you're specific.
Specific. Jillian and her sister.
Specific.
Atticus, my son, and Jillian's sister's two kids, my niece and nephew. They all went to the L.A. Zoo.
Nudist colony?
L.A. Zoo.
Okay.
For some kind of like lights show that they do at the LA Zoo. Anything to
or
get people in.
Or as the Spanish call it, La Zoo.
So it was the hippo girls, right? Like her mom or sister, the kids.
The hippo girls?
Hibbert. Mm. And I avoided.
Wow.
And
LA Zoo's not too shabby though.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's a little shabby. Parts of it are shabby.
That's what I said. Not too shabby. It's parts of it are really shabby.
So, and I'm not, you guys know me, I'm not like a big supernatural guy. I've never seen any evidence.
Unlike
I don't
Tyler.
Believe in this stuff.
Yeah.
But there are things that I love.
Credit carded probably 30 or 40 psychic visits since last week.
Guys, I'm up to my debt in psychic debt. Did I just say up to my debt in psychic debt? I meant
yes,
eyes.
You did.
So, Jillian's mom takes a picture of her two daughters with their kids on a bridge over there at LA Zoo, and it's pretty, and you know, got the kids, and no one thinks anything of it. And
is it a bridge over troubled gators?
Jillian gets home, and she she's looking at her sister's pictures because that was actually on her sister's phone, and it's like a couple hours after the picture was taken.
Okay.
And Jillian is zooming in to see, you know, how Atticus looks and how she looks, and she sees this. I don't know how to explain it other than it's a creepy ghoul-like burnt face man standing right over her shoulder.
What?
Staring like at my boy or at her. He's right there. And
why are you showing us?
I'm obsessing about this thing, and I want that's why because I don't want.
Why
like, you
do
know,
you
want
to black it out?
I want to black out like you know all the people's faces because if people are going to look
shit.
At it.
Oh, you want to black out your family?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that is
no
terrifying.
Just because you know, Jillian, if a lot of people look at this, you know, she doesn't want. You know, she wasn't posing for you know, but I want people to see this thing.
Yeah,
and.
Yeah.
Usually
we could do a fake. We could do a video of like one of those fake government. Like, can you enhance it?
Which is not possible,
and it's just all of a sudden it's crystal clear, like a high
I'm
def
rearranging
picture.
The pixels
from the satellite
to Tyler
okay,
right now.
I'm
I know
about,
this is an audio podcast.
I'm gonna look at
audio
it
show.
For
when
the
you
first
say burnt
time.
Face, you mean like Freddy Krueger?
Like if you went to like not scary farm, like you'd expect to see a guy like that on rollerblades, right?
Well, and
but
nobody,
there was
nobody
like that.
This guy.
And when you see the picture, it's like her mom would have seen somebody pop in.
Yeah.
Because she was just holding the camera, the
maybe
the
he didn't
out.
Exist.
Well, that's
maybe once it goes up online, people will be like, "That's my dead uncle. He died at the zoo 40 years ago
on the bridge."
Yeah,
like I spent 2 hours last night on my phone looking for like hauntings at LA Zoo. I found a bunch, but nothing about anyone being burned or anything. Look at the.
By the way,
it freaks me out. It gives me the chills.
Just stop.
Wait, what the?
Zoom in.
Wait. This is
and there's another one too.
Terrifying.
There's another one too.
And
where
nobody
it's like
noticed
she
that
took,
until they got home and they were perusing the
right.
photos.
She took two quick. The mom. Wait. Her mom took two quick
no.
photos.
No.
Her what? Mom.
Well,
please give me an explanation.
I 100% have a theory, but that is really scary.
What is your theory? The only theory I can come up with is someone Wait. Was wearing like a hood, and the light was hitting it in just such a way, and they happened to be standing right behind them.
I'm pretty sure it's just the back of a guy's head.
What the fuck
it's
is that?
It's really scary looking, but I'm pretty sure that's just the back of some guy's hair, because you can see like his neck. And he's like standing on the other side of them, and he's probably taking a family photo. And they're probably doing their podcast going like, look at these fucking creepy faces.
That is unreal.
I hope that's the case.
Holy shit.
Because I don't like the positioning either. I don't like how he's like right over yeah. my wife and
he's
my
super,
son.
It's super
like,
ominous.
Like if I was
that
there.
That is unbelievable. That is way better than I anticipated.
If I was there, I would be in that spot right there. Like that's maybe
that is way better than I anticipated.
It's very like Man in the Iron Mask-y.
Yeah, it's very scary.
But look, this is like. That's like the back of some dude's hair. He's got his hair like,
yeah, maybe.
Where is it kind of like pulled back? And that's his.
I see a face.
That's his neck right there.
I see a face too.
Is he wearing a mask okay. on the back of his head?
But if I cover, that's just like weird fold and lighting. But if you go like this,
why is his hair shiny?
It's like a fat, like balding. Like imagine that's a cop with his back turned to you, like a cop who's about to retire.
Yeah,
I'm not
he's got
seeing
3 days
to
retire.
What are you talking
but
about?
But you're an artist, and you
he's
see more things.
One
his
last
ear
case.
Is probably right. It's probably right here. He's facing. He's looking that
why
way.
Why is he like 6'5"?
What?
He's pretty tall.
Why is he haunting your wife?
All right, I guess we can't talk anymore about this because it would be dumb.
No, it's creepy.
You can't see
it's
it. Creepy.
No, I mean, look, it's super scary.
Hopefully it's on the afterdisaster.com right now, right? So if you're listening and you're by.
Yeah, we'll do it right now.
Before we leave. Yeah, I'm not seeing what you're seeing, Tyler.
Do you need me to draw it for you?
Is the back of his head completely burned? And
no, that's his hair.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Maybe he's wearing an earring? Is he wearing an earring?
Maybe.
Well, he's like his ass will be rubbing up against my wife's ass. If
yeah.
that's the case.
Yeah, because he's a player.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like.
Maybe he was with her.
It's still a terrifying photo.
Maybe he was there and then, with your wife, and she said, turn around so my husband doesn't see your face.
Right there on what is that? Okay.
I don't know, but I think the three of us would be one of the worst photo analyzer conspiracy theorists.
Tyler's coming up with something.
I know, but we would just
sense.
Argue with him, because I'm like, no, it's a face. It's a creepy burnt face. Clearly, it's a creepy burnt face.
No idea what that is.
Yeah, see? There's like a whole family behind my family.
This is so scary, though.
Thank you, everybody.
No idea
for
what
the emails
that
I got a lot of emails from you, from stuff you heard, I guess, on this show or maybe the film vault about the stuff that I was dealing with. For
yes. Yeah. People wishing you well?
Yeah, it was nice because around the holidays, it's kind of an odd time to be doing that. But
did any of their wishes work?
I had some very, very low moments and with
I've got moments.
Not getting into details, but like
yeah.
we kind of reached the end on Friday. It was just nonstop going from one place yeah. to the next. Here's the deal. If you live in this country and you're an adult and you don't have insurance but you have serious issues, you're kind of
good luck.
I mean, there's help to be had, but you have to jump through a lot of hoops
yeah.
and wait in a
yeah.
lot of lines and a lot of gross waiting rooms with a lot of dirty people who don't care. And I've always known that people that are like at the bottom of the barrel, kind of mm-hmm. like just looking for a free handout. And like, well, I know there's a lot of, that's what my wife does for a living. I don't know a lot of people receive welfare because they have no other choices, but a lot of them are just trying to work the system and they're horrible fucking people with no social skills. And they're bragging about their age. Or they're bragging about how much time they spent in prison. Anytime you have to like walk through a door, there'll be like four or five of them congregated. This is where people walk through.
Are you
this
talking
is
about
where
the,
you
are
don't
talking about at the hospital or are you
talking
just
about
talking
like welfare
general
offices
yeah.
where you look for general yeah. relief. I'm talking about ER rooms where people, it's kind of the worst of society. And it's like a chicken or an egg. Like, are they the
it's
worst?
It's
the because
least fortunate, that's for sure.
Least fortunate, the most vulnerable cross-section of our society. But also, it's like a lot of them got there because and it all goes back to like how they were raised and how, they didn't really have a much of a good hand in life to begin with. But the fact that they just don't do anything to help themselves and like, the things that I saw were so depressing and
yeah,
anger-fying.
I have mixed feelings about it because I think some people don't have capacity to help themselves. I think
but these
some
a lot of these people that I saw on their free phones that
oh yeah
they tried to give me every time I walked in or out of that door like free phone sir I'm like
wait they tried to give you a free phone
yeah they wanted me to sign up for a free phone because they got a free phones they got like programs that give homeless people and people at risk phones like for free
you should just do it do it. You can use that phone to crank call people.
I said, only if it's a 7. Plus.
But don't give me the 32 gigger either.
We got to the end of Friday where they said, there's nothing we can do for you until Monday morning. You have an appointment here. Come back to this god-awful place all the way on the other side of town, like five towns over from where you live. It'll take about an hour to get here. Come here, get here no later than 9 mm-hmm. in the morning. So a couple days at my house with, you know, this person yeah. that has hit a rough patch in their life and they're vulnerable and at risk. And, you know, I thought I'd be able to, like, you know, entertain and keep them around for 2 days. And I woke up Sunday morning, gone.
Oh.
With a very cryptic note. And then that was, like, you know, all day Sunday, texts, phone calls. The person came back.
Okay.
I'm trying to, you know, not get too personal with it, but you know, it has been the last 6
Atticus
days of my
sounds
life.
Like a real pain in the ass.
Atticus has already run away at only a few months old.
So
it's more of a crawl away, but you'd be surprised how fast they can move.
Crawl away.
We're now to a point where it looks like they can get, hopefully it's up to them. They're back on their own 2 feet and they have free will and a car and a phone and they can do whatever they want, and hopefully they're gonna make the right decisions. And I spent 6 days, you know, doing everything I could, and I'm still right here. But I just, like, you always wonder if, like, only I said this, but I don't think there's anything to that.
I had a similar situation, not as bad as yours, because mine's more contained.
Mine's still ongoing too.
Yeah, and because like one person in my life has escalated to a whole new level where I have relatives calling me now to go, like, this is, like, serious now, and you know, her mental illness has gone to a point where it's, like, not. You can't
manageable.
Communicate with her. Right. Yeah, and I know that because I haven't talked
is
to her.
Is that treatable, though?
I have no idea, but I had a relative who's in the medical field call me last night and go, you're at a point where just worry about yourself. And if something happens, but it's kind of out of your hands now, and you just need to worry about yourself. And that's kind of a morbid...
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
I wish I could say, you know, this is so eye-opening and I can't believe the things that I saw, and yeah. You know, it really makes me see.
It's funny
it's exactly what I expected.
The actual concern of yours,
it's at the
which
exact,
is the person
what I expected,
but it's opened up this whole new, like, somewhat conservative Anderson Cowan.
No, not at all.
Pull yourself up by your bootstraps,
yeah.
God damn it.
You want to kick these people out of the country.
No, I do not.
Yeah, you
I'm going to tell you, I've heard a great new podcast with one man who has the vision this country needs so important.
I really wish we could
actually. Anderson
Cowan. We're going to call it the Cowan Welfare Closing.
I would like to abort all these people.
Mm-hmm. Too late.
He's saying all the right things.
Wait a minute. Like, so... Not to get political here, but let's talk about the right for a second.
Oh,
they
God.
Don't
oh.
like to abort
yeah.
or have the ability to abort at-risk children yeah. and families that cannot raise these kids.
By and large.
But then
don't.
Once those kids are born and forced into the world, yeah. They don't want to help them either. So it's
correct.
It's, you see that down 20, 30 years down the road, like we've seen the study. I can't remember the name of the study, but like when abortion
it was the fake news study.
Became
it's not real.
Became illegal. Like. 15, 20 years later, crime shooting way up.
Yes.
Right, what am I doing? Paul?
Yeah, that was Freakonomics.
Mm.
Yeah, that was
so
fascinating.
Right. They did talk about that on Freakonomics.
That was fascinating. Like the way they can trace like crime based on abortion. And that's all I got on that.
I would like to thank Nick S. for my Pete's Dragon, Elliot. He sent it in the mail. I dropped the ball by not thanking you earlier, sir. I got it when I was living out of a hotel with the wife and the kid.
Is it the DVD?
No, no. An actual
it's a sad sentence without any context.
I know. If this is like someone's first listening, they're like, you're one of the at-risk people that you hate.
If this is someone's first listening, there's no way they got this
phone. Oh, come on now.
Are you going to thank the people who emailed you about your random number selection?
It still worked. It was still random.
No, but the odds were... didn't you read the email?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because the people were all placed arbitrarily in odd number, in strange numbers. No one... Everyone picked... Like, let's say that everyone has to pick a random number and odd numbers were much more likely of coming up as the winner. It doesn't matter. They're still getting numbered randomly. I just needed some way to randomly pick numbers. It doesn't matter if the odds were all perfect, that every number had the same... People
kind
landed
of
where they
that's
landed.
Part of the, that's kind of matters.
No, it doesn't. Not unless you're...
Well, they landed randomly, but then once the random groups had landed, then there was a subset of them that had like a much smaller chance.
Right,
of
but as long as one is... Okay, let's say that...
Well, frankly, we could have just pretended like you were pulling a random number out of a hat.
Yeah,
like,
which I did not do.
I know.
Right, let's say there's 100 people, and I don't want to...
And nobody would have known.
I don't want to get into stats, because it's dull shit. But let's say there's 100 numbers, all right? And 51 through 100 had like a 10 times greater chance of getting picked with my little system, right?
I'm already lost.
But you just pick... if you're picking a random number, you have no say as to whether or not you're going to be in the better pool. It's not like, oh, all the people that are girls are going to be on the... I didn't give...
Right, but once the people that were in that pool, then they had a higher chance.
But they all were randomly selected anyways, so it doesn't matter.
Has anyone who did not get selected complained?
No.
In a substantial way that could possibly impact
it was absolutely random. Life. It was absolutely random. You guys are missing the fucking point. Life.
Okay.
If I did it that way and I said, okay, all the girls are in the pool that is more likely to get picked and that's how I put them, then it would be unfair. But if everyone was randomly selected with their different numbers anyways, would you guys get off my balls?
I wasn't on your balls, but I'd like to say that I think we should have just chosen the random number generator and let it pick.
It's so boring, though. I could have done that.
I know,
but
even I'm confused a week later as to how we did it last week.
It was very shamanistic.
It was very weird. It was very, like, it looked like you were trying to grift us. You know, like, pick a number. Okay, put the number back in. Pick another number. Okay, put that number back in. Now
we don't need any sixes.
Yeah, we don't need any sixes.
For those of you brand new listeners,
if you pick a 9 or a 10, it won't count. So hopefully you'll have a number between 0 and 4, and it's not a 0.
It was random.
0 will neutralize everything, so it's got to be a 1, 2, or 3.
As long as it was random, which it was.
And right now, out of the 144 people who entered this contest, only 141, 142, and 143 have any chance of winning because the first two numbers were a 1 and a 4.
You know what the worst part is? Is Mike Carano's apartment is... it's very odd because there's very few things on the wall. There's actually giant walls that are just completely empty.
There's a skeleton looking at us.
There's walls where you'd have like hanging pictures, but completely empty. Instead, Mike, since he's a photographer for the improv, to be exact, he does have like lots of like very professional looking blown up pictures, but they're on the ground leaning against the wall because it's his work. So you're making fun of me about the random thing, I look... You know,
course,
away from you guys,
of course,
because I'm tired of getting my balls stomped on.
Yeah.
And I see a giant Ray Romano laughing at me.
Yeah,
right there.
Like, hey, I'm just saying it's not random.
This is shit I didn't feel like throwing in the trash. I thought I should keep it for some reason, and I don't know why I'm lugging it around with me.
I think we've talked about that every time. Because
there's
been
a spade underneath it, and there's a Richard Jenny underneath that.
He's looking right through your electric bike at me, laughing that was a fuck
Which,
way to do that.
This is the first time.
Dangerous place to look.
Dear listeners, we've discussed Mike's electric bike before, but I had not seen a picture of it or let alone seen it in person. The name on the wheels, Juggernaut, does not lie. Holy shit.
Yeah, they're giant. They're giant.
Also, I kind of hate that it's called a Rad Rover.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah,
how is that not a deal clip?
Oh, my
how is that a non-starter?
No, it's a terrible name. Terrible, terrible name.
Wait, Juggernaut means big? Doesn't mean big, does it? Juggernaut doesn't mean big.
It means sort of. Like, it's
figuratively
like big. Like astronaut. Juggernaut is like a large
thing. I get it.
Like they call teams juggernauts when they just roll through other teams.
It's like a Greek thing or something.
Is that where jugs came from? Like originally it was like, look at, she's got some juggernauts, and then like you shortened it to jugs?
Yes.
I have no idea.
I think probably juggernauts
is
what...
author of the Encyclopedia of Boobs.
Alexa, where did the term jugs come from for boobs?
She won't know.
She knows
shit.
Alexa, what's the definition of juggernaut?
Oh, good one, Mike.
The term juggernaut has a few uses as a noun. One.
Boobs.
A massive inexorable force that seems to crush everything in its way.
That's Mike.
An avatar of Vishnu. Three. A crude idol of Krishna.
Huh? Krishna's guy. Apparently it's an Indian term. Who
I
knew?
Love. I would love if it did go.
That first definition
boobs.
Was.
Boobs. And then it shuts off.
Bahoobs?
Yeah.
Why bahoobs?
Because you said boobs, but it throws a little spin onto it.
Does it?
Bahoobs.
Definition 4. Boobies. Big ones.
Yeah.
That first definition could, like, kind of applies to our show.
Michael.
A large, immovable force that crushes everything in its path.
Tyler,
hey, what are we doing? Talk to after the show.
Michael, Tyler, Tyler, I'm sorry, you're probably not going to have a whole lot to
contribute.
That was the gayest
thing I've ever seen you guys do in my life.
Tyler's doing it. I'm not. I'm just sitting here.
So gross.
Tyler's putting his foot up to my foot like he's seeing if my shoes fit his shoes like they do in the old West.
It's kind of like what you would do to your girlfriend if you guys are sitting on the couch together.
You're playing football. When you kill someone in the old West, you take off their boots and you put them up to the bottom of yours. You don't put them on.
I forgot that rule.
That always happens. What, you've never seen Bone Tomahawk? It's like one of the first things that you see that David Arquette does.
I have seen Bone Tomahawk. It also happens
in gang movies where they look at the guy's shoes.
It happens in prison. It happened to me in jail.
Yeah.
A guy came up and he was like asking if my shoes would fit. I'm like, I don't know. I'm about to leave. You can have them if you want.
What if to check if your shoes fit, he checked dick sizes? He goes out of it completely backwards.
You know, I know the shoe thing is...
let me see your dick. Let me get those shoes.
One of the prison documentaries.
When you go to the shoe store, they have, you know, that metal thing? Yeah, that's actually for your wiener.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What?
Not that big a deal.
Did you just like travel through time? What just happened in your head?
Because you were talking about jail. One of the best things that happened in my last 6 days while I was sitting in government offices and treatment centers and whatnot was they had Scared Straight on one of the waiting rooms. And it was like actually one of the only fun times in these last six days.
Now, was that Scared Straight being broadcast or Scared Straight being...
It was just on a channel they happened to have on, but it was
fitting.
Okay,
I thought they were playing a DVD in the back and it's on a loop or
something. No, it was very apt because they were running the commercials. And then the next day that I went in there, like 2 days later... They had like a football game on, so they just had cable running.
Scared Straight,
but Scared Straight I hadn't seen in a long time, and they had this one like really cute little like white kid who looks nerdy, but he was a badass, and he was like total smartass with everything, and I loved him. But he got totally broken down, and then you know, it's just all these inmates. We all know Scared Straight, and they're screaming and yelling. They're making like, you know, like tough looking like 15-year-old. Like,
I will make you listen to every episode of the After Disaster
from the inner city, like breaking down crying by the end of the episode, but that they. Cap the episode by having the warden or the the head sheriff come sit down with like the five at risk youth.
And the warden's coming to town.
He's sitting at
a prison
table.
He's gonna be checking boots.
And they're all eating their bologna sandwiches, right? And then the sheriff comes in and like he gets his lunch handed to him.
Did he push in those doors, those swinging doors?
And it was all done to the prison, so you have to imagine that like they didn't cater it. They didn't go and get him like some fancy like steak or something.
He's eating prison food.
He's still eating prison food, but it's the best prison food that they have, and they're trying to like illustrate how he was able to eat like a king.
Yeah.
Which one of the kids actually said?
The poor king whispered.
The kid's like, they treat that man like a king. They actually had the little silver like platter thing, like the little dome over it, and they pulled it off. And
they
probably borrowed
that for the shot.
That was the only thing that
they have that in prison?
That was
for
the only
reason.
Thing that probably, maybe they make them for a company. Who knows? They might make them actually.
Yeah, and then they stole one because they're prisoners.
But they pulled that off, and it was a fucking paper plate. And of all the things, because most of the kids sitting at the table with them were black, right? There was that one little white, like nerdy kid, but the other kids were like hard black kids. And he had fried chicken, and it looked cold. And then he had like some grits and some, I think it was down south. And he had like some mashed potatoes or something. And he's eating this, talking to them about how he's eating the best meal on the planet. And I bet you all would like some fried chicken. And the sheriff was super white. So it just came off as so fucking racist and crazy. And it was funny that was like the best meal they could like whip up in the bowels of the prison was like, that was like the fancy, fancy food.
Yeah. That you think they're cooking
the warden's coming.
What? What
I gotta see that show now.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Excuse me, Sheriff. Why are you staring at my crotch? Seeing if it'll fit in my mouth, boy.
I don't think that's...
Don't remember that part of Scared Straight.
So, Mike.
Yeah.
Tyler, I don't know.
Right to the R word.
Tyler, you actually...
don't touch me.
You have it. Everyone's got issues, right? You're having those days where like...
No.
Things
no,
not working. Little,
I don't.
Little things take a little extra time, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like when you're
like today, I was running late here.
When your morning constitutional,
yeah, I don't know. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Why is it called that? I don't like it.
It's not called that.
We can all come up with an example if we thought about it just for a minute. Like here's the freshest example. It happened right before I got here. I was running late to get here because there was a whole nother mug disaster going on. We're getting the mugs. We're making progress. But guys, here's the problem with the mugs for you $50 a month people. Wait.
Oh my God. People are paying $50 a month
for the mugs. Yeah, and we haven't given them the fucking mugs.
Oh my God!
But our mug supplier dried up, so we're coming up. We have to come up with different solutions, and the mugs are drying up across the country.
There's a mug shortage, and you know what? That's why I voted for Trump.
We're halfway there.
We're gonna bring the mugs back in to the country because we're gonna make mugs great again. So important. If you don't have mugs, what are you going to drink your hot drinks with?
So
gold mugs.
Running exceptionally late to get here, right?
Gold mugs.
Yeah.
And it's raining, and I get here. I get to my house, and I have to do one last thing after the mugs didn't come through again. And I got to
unreliable mugs.
I'm imagining Jillian with your screaming child, and she's running around the house trying to take care of him, and you're like, I got to get mugs.
That's exactly what this morning was. That's exactly what this morning
doesn't
was.
Doesn't sound as important.
I'm sorry, honey. There's mugs I need.
So
telling your spouse that you need to go get mugs doesn't sound like it's as important as it actually is.
It's very important, and I've been saying this for a while, and I've looked, and I'm not kidding. I've looked for mugs for the white. I found a place. Now I'm just gonna have to buck up and buy them online. I hope they work for our purposes because we got to put them in an oven. There's a whole bunch of stuff. Anyways, so I'm running exceptionally late. I know I'm gonna be holding you guys up,
Alexa,
right?
So order white mugs. Alexa.
They have to be a certain kind, though, Mike, or else they won't work in the oven.
Order white ceramic mugs.
Why didn't you do this?
Want to do it.
Why didn't you do this for us? See, the mugs are an issue.
Even Alexa doesn't know where to get them.
So I'm out front because it's raining. I got to take the dogs out front because they on.
But they're swimming in mugs in China. Mugs everywhere.
They won't go outside on their own. So and I don't believe Jillian with them
because of the rain.
Because of the rain, right?
Okay.
So I take them out front, and
because they're Indians and they think it's God's tears raining down upon them.
And I think about how
first of all, how dare you?
I removed the dogs from the equation, so I'm just standing now out. In front of my house in the rain, staring at a bush because they're at my feet, and I'm watching them like think about peeing but not peeing and circling. Yeah. And then I remove the dogs from the scenario, and I think what a ridiculous notion it is that I'm running super late. I'm going to be holding you guys up, and I just decide to go out front and just stand in front of a bush and stare at it for 10 minutes in the rain. It made no sense. You know what I mean?
You're right.
So
nothing makes sense.
But the dogs are there. So
I go in the bathroom, pick up my toothbrush, put toothpaste on it, and just stand there for a minute and don't do anything, and then put it back down and walk out. That's a ridiculous notion,
but
too.
But why would you do that?
Well, why would you just go stand outside without the dogs?
Well, I was standing out there waiting for them to pee.
I understand, but you took them out of the equation.
But what equation? What do you have to remove from your bathroom where you would stand there with your toothbrush and not do anything?
The brushing motion.
Oh, they're not brushing. Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. So...
like if I walked in the kitchen, turned on the water, held a cup in my hand near the water, and then eventually just turned it off and walked back out.
Okay, but
that would seem ridiculous.
But you're doing something all the while. I wasn't doing anything other than waiting for something else to do something, which was pee or poo. The dogs.
But we
you're on traffic, when you're running really late and you're in traffic and you're sitting there, imagine all the cars are gone. I've talked about this before. Imagine all the cars are gone and how ridiculous it would be to drive somewhere that slow. Yeah. If you didn't have to.
Imagine how ridiculous going down on your wife would be if she wasn't there. You would just look ridiculous. You'd be doing this weird thing with your mouth.
What I'm saying is you're still doing something, Mike. All right. So then Sydney, my little girl dog.
But you are still doing something. You're overseeing.
The toothbrush thing doesn't work, Mike, because there's no reason.
That's why I came up with the brilliant going down on your wife scenario.
So
you're right. This doesn't apply to me that much.
It will. Hold on.
This is the whole conversation.
So then Sydney, my little girl dog, she gets distracted by another dog that's like way down the street because she's got ADD.
Alexa,
and then,
play dog noise.
No, don't do that, Alexa. So, oh, God. So she's like. So she starts wandering to the other parts, and it's just taking, it probably took an extra 2.5-3 minutes, maybe.
Okay. The whole time you're.
And I want to take
your
my.
Anger is exponentially increasing.
I want to. Like drop punter. I really do want to cause harm on this little dog because she's being such a pain in the ass, and I'm just getting so frustrated inside, and I'm freaking out, right?
Yeah.
And little things like that happen throughout the day, and I don't know about you, Mike, but I think they cause me like a lot of like stress, internal stress, and anger. That's probably going to cost me like days, months, years of my
years,
life, probably.
Years,
right?
Definitely years.
And that probably took.
If we both have heart attacks, it was years.
That probably took 2 extra minutes of my day, right?
Yeah.
Another time might be like you go to use the microwave and it's not working because it's not plugged in the back, and it freaks you out. But that might take 30 extra seconds.
Yeah.
When you add it all up at the end of the day, and I don't know if I have the wherewithal to actually keep track of the time, but I bet you on average those
just
little
use your numbers in the hat.
Those little things that happen throughout the day might add up to 10 minutes.
Just
which
like
is
we hear.
Nothing. 10 minutes is
no,
nothing.
But it is something because you can get a lot done in 10 minutes if you think about it.
You could sleep
coming
in for 10 minutes. Or wake up 10 minutes earlier a day.
You can, but you can get a lot done. And if you think about whenever
10 minutes is
whenever
nothing,
though,
in the grand scheme of things.
Whenever they have those studies in the news that talk about how much time we waste in our cars every single year living in Los
Angeles. But that's out of our control, and like that's going to happen.
To an extent, it's out of our control.
Like, you got to take the traffic in LA out of the.
If you want to buy a Rad Power Bike, enter offer code Corano.
It's actually
at checkout.
Rad Rover.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I've just noticed the little things that happen throughout the day. Really, everything
is about perspective, though, because everything is a delay in what we actually want to get done, and everything is slowing us down. And it's all about perspective, because if we actually stopped and enjoyed our lives, that little standing out in front of the dogs, you'd look out over the horizon.
Oh, I know. I should have enjoyed the rain and everything out here. Yeah, I should have enjoyed my pups. You know, but I was frustrated and running late, and already, like, I stood in line for McDonald's for the wife. That was like extra. It took 30 minutes.
Watching your dogs pee could be either just, this is a pain in the ass, or it could be good material for the spank bank.
Dog dicks.
Good one, Titan.
Thanks.
Hey, that was pretty good. Thanks, Ray.
Is that your Ray Romano?
Yeah.
Or is that your Ray Romano on The Simpsons, Ray Romano?
I think now every time that happens, I just think, you know what? I got bonus time, though, ever since we talked about not warming your car up. Because that was really life-changing.
I firmly believe that's part of the fake news.
Stop it.
It makes no sense. Metal on metal, cold, is damaging.
It's called...
It makes no sense.
It's
the viscous properties.
Hey, I just thought of a great idea. But neither one of us, none of us are probably.
Make a car that you don't have to warm up?
No. Here's the deal.
Make a car that only warms
newer
up.
Newer cars, Mike, they use different technology and they don't have the same.
They use the exact same technology, internal combustion engine, friction, oil, water cooling it. It's the exact same technology.
Have we got any emails about warming up
identical
car?
Technology as they used
we got
70 years ago.
A lot of tweets, though, from I think it was 2 weeks ago when you were like, it's 62. It's pretty chilly out here. A lot of you said it was freezing.
It
was freezing.
And lots of tweets.
It was in the 40s a couple of
people
nights.
In like minus 20s.
I was kidding.
I wasn't. I was freezing.
Sure you were.
I was being ironic.
Liberals complaining.
Let's very seriously consider this. What is a task, a job, something creative, something we could make, do, come up with, solve, that could be done in increments of a minute or so? And like if it were something on our phone and we were trying to complete something and every time we had a spare minute or two, we just did that on the phone, wouldn't it be amazing to see what we came up with if there was some such thing that existed that falls into that weird category that I don't even know how to verbalize?
Yeah, they're called games.
No, not games.
You could do like one of those language learning apps.
Yeah, something
learn
like
a couple words and you're like a few minutes here and there.
But imagine if,
there could
if
be a game
every time you had a minute to kill, you didn't play a game, you didn't just stare off into space, you did some work.
Yeah, it's called Twitter.
Oh yeah, you mean soon to be going out of business.
Twitter's going out of business.
Oh yeah,
why?
They haven't verified me yet,
Tyler.
They are losing hundreds of millions of dollars, and people are leaving that company like flies.
Who
leaving
fucked that up?
Plastic poop at a joke store.
What?
They get there, they realize it's not real, they turn around and they split.
Well, it was never making money, and then they went public to try to make money, and that's just made their problems worse.
Yeah, how would they make money? They don't have ads or anything.
They do have ads.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Promoted trends.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Some other shit. But
it's fake news, isn't it?
I've bought 5 pairs of pants off Twitter and none of them fit.
Empire Tete.
Not watch.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I know.
Tyler, wait, you have to.
New season and you guys aren't on board?
They're halfway through the latest season and they just took a break until spring and some horrific things happened that I was hoping to talk to you about.
Wait, well, they can take a break
I
on
fell off
television?
Really hard, man. It got really? Like I just like I couldn't do it. I don't think we were talking about
it
enough.
You gotta go back to it, though. You got to. Binge that shit.
Did you feel...
Wait till you see the people's ball. It's one of the most ridiculous things you've ever seen.
Is it a party?
Yeah, it's like a party for the people on the street instead of having like the big rich man's... Because like now Claire Huxtable, is that her name? Huxtable's, Cosby's wife on, yes. The Cosbys?
Yeah.
That was weird. Call it the Cosby Show and none of their names are Cosby. It's fucking weird.
His was.
Bill Cosby's was.
No, it was Huxtable.
No, it was Bill Cosby Huxtable.
It was Huxtable, you fuck.
Wait.
Huxtable.
Yeah, you're right.
Weird, right?
What the hell is that?
That's
bullshit?
Fucking odd.
What the hell? It's not the Sherman Hemsley Show, also known as the Jeffersons.
All right.
It's the Sherman Hemsley Show. Hi, I'm George Jefferson.
That's weird.
That is so... What an egomaniac. Like, because that's not the first time he did the Cosby Show.
Oh, like when he did Leonard Part 6, like every single name. And I know it was a joke, but like the opening of the title sequence, it's just all Bill Cosby. executive producer Bill Cosby, written Bill Cosby, starring Bill Cosby, best boy gaffer Bill Cosby.
Didn't even think about that.
But she's on the show now, right? And she's all like uppity.
Wait.
Oh, no, I didn't say uppity. I didn't mean to say uppity.
Why?
Because that's bad to say uppity.
Is that bad?
And that's not even, that's not even apt. Because
oh, because it's like, because some people refer to black people as
uppity?
Yeah,
I think uppity was a thing.
Wait,
from
who
the 70s.
That?
I don't
how
know.
That,
I've seen
how
it.
Was that
it
a
comes
thing?
From my childhood.
How
I remember,
was that a thing?
I remember, I think it was a prior movie or something, and somebody referred to him as uppity, and he got really mad. I wasn't mean uppity. I meant.
But what does uppity mean?
I
don't
think
even
it was
know. Ask
to,
Alexa.
It was, I believe it was to describe.
Highfalutin.
Black
what
people
I was going
that
for.
They thought didn't know their place in society.
Well, that's not her at all. She knows her place.
Oh,
which
I'm
is
saying
very
what I think that
she knows her place. That
I believe that's
even
what
worse.
That
her, no, her place
she's
is very high.
She's a or she's a lawyer.
I'm not talking about Huxtable. I'm talking about Empire. She's okay. That actress okay. is on all the right. show. What's her name? I can't remember her name. And she's very prim and proper. And now she's like, you know, has to deal with the Lucius Lyons.
But she played Cosby's wife.
Yeah, I'm talking about the act. The act. The
Rashad,
character.
Felicia. Or,
yes.
What's her first name? Alicia Rashad?
Felicia.
Felicia.
Alicia Rashad?
Felicia Rashad.
Should we start over?
Something Rashad?
God damn it, maybe we should. Start over. I didn't mean to say uppity, really. That's like...
Take three. No,
it
I don't think
it's such
I don't
an
think
antiquated
it's
term.
I don't think it's racist.
It is, absolutely, but I don't think that it comes
Alexa,
up in today.
What does uppity mean?
I can't tell you racist things.
See, it doesn't say anything about black.
Yeah, but it's in the context of...
She is presumptuous, arrogant, but I mean, that's what she's supposed to... It's nothing about racism, though. God.
Well, yeah. We almost made it through a show. Oh.
Yeah, but I think you...
Anyways, her son is dating Cookie Lion now, and he wants to be the mayor, right? Ty Diggs.
Are the ratings still
Tay Diggs follows
the
me
roof
on Twitter.
For
he
that
to,
show?
He follows everyone on Twitter. It's not a cool thing.
No, not a cool thing at all. He's the ratings are still big. Anyway,
so Ron Howard, executive producer, still doing pretty well?
I don't know if Ron Howard's...
I think Ron Howard's
yeah, he
ball.
Is.
I don't know what's his name. So they're going to have like they have this thing every year called the some highfalutin uppity ball.
The whitest guy
I said
uppity. In
I'm
show
just, I'm
business
just it now.
Is the executive producer.
We're taking
of that
it
show.
Back. Like in Clerks, was it Clerks 2?
And then Cookie's like, "You know what? No, if you want their votes and you want the people to like you, you got to fuck that uppity ball. You got to have like a people's ball. You got to take it to the streets." So they have this people's ball where they like, you know, she's like, "I'm getting the top artists in the business." And
I hate
the
like street,
she get? She gets her
like
two sons.
Fair?
That's it.
Of course. The worst thing about
Hakeem and
but is it like a street fair?
Jamal.
Or do they
it's like a street fair, yeah.
Do they let the common folk into a place?
No, it's like out on the street, but there's like a Ferris wheel, and it's just it's absurd. It looks like it's supposed to be like Coney Island.
Do they get permits?
The absolute worst thing about the show is how they mix real musicians with fake musicians.
Yeah, yeah,
like either commit to only using real ones or only using fake ones.
But the way that they let you know that it's like a crazy like street people's ball is like shots of the crowd. Dude, it's one of the all right, they have like two transvestites who are like way over the top. They look like they're straight out of like Rocky Horror or something. Mm-hmm. Both eating a hot dog at the same
time.
I
think transvestites is an okay term.
Eating one hot dog from both sides?
Yeah, from both sides. And just like real quick, like we kept rewinding. Like, what did I just, what was that?
Yeah,
why was
no one does that.
Why was Frankenweiner or whatever from, why was he eating a hot dog? And then they showed just like some white, like slovenly guy just eating spaghetti. Like lots of it at the same time.
Well.
It's the weirdest fucking show, Mike.
The even a celebrity ball while spaghetti is a weird thing to
like,
serve. You don't want to get
drip,
spaghetti
drop?
Sauce on your white tux.
Drip. Drip.
It's about cum, honey. That's what Jillian says every time that song comes on.
I don't like that. I don't like that eating the one hot dog from both ends.
Dude, I don't understand
I don't
why
like that. There's no, that's never okay on any.
But it was
two hot chicks doing it, though.
They're weird. Oh, they're freaky. And transvestite's still fine. It's tranny that's bad, okay? So stop it. I didn't say uppity trannies. They were transvestites.
Now you did.
They were actually drag queens, if I must be.
I'm telling you, I like this guy more and more.
Stop it!
What I hear, he's not giving in to this PC bullshit. I bet he also says "Merry Christmas." So I had a weird experience today at the park. I took Zach there.
The park on your corner.
Mm-hmm, to swing for like a half hour while I waited for Lauren to get back from some shopping.
And you had the same experience Anderson had with his dogs where you're like, if Zach wasn't here, this would be the
yeah,
biggest waste of a half an hour.
It's weird to do that.
No, I'd be like,
everything is weird.
I could swing.
If you guys weren't here thinking that I'm in this chair facing that
this
couch
is
talking
this
into
this
microphone.
Interaction.
Yeah, but if you weren't here,
I wasn't
just be
getting
here talking
anything
into
done, Michael. I was standing there completely
and you
still.
You were getting something done. You were overseeing.
Standing
you
there
were,
completely
you were,
still.
You were
supervising.
Staring
were
at a bush.
Supervising.
And they weren't doing anything at that moment. They were just sniffing, trying to find.
You're executive producing. their bathroom visit.
Yeah, but you can't apply they weren't doing anything at that moment, because that's like us going to a movie. And everything's and when we go to a movie and it doesn't start for 3 more minutes, so we just sit there screaming, nothing's happening.
But it's
just a black screen.
All they had to do was just a normal function that they had to take care of. Yeah. But I had to stand there. And
but they
just
don't understand that you're in a hurry, or they do understand and they're trying to torment you.
I mean, I didn't do anything to the dogs, to Stanley or Sydney. They just frustrated me to no end.
You didn't put their paws in warm water.
I wanted to like put my up. I wanted to put my hand in both of their butts all the way up, like fist them, and use them as like punching, like boxing gloves. And then I wanted to go pommel the walls.
Thank God.
Should we delete
this? There's no Child Protective Service people listening to the show.
That's children, not dogs. You can do it.
I know, but
dogs.
If somebody be like, in the future.
Didn't I suggest that Reggie back in the day, our old security guard, was so small that Shaq could use him as a condom?
I don't know, but I don't understand why you would go to condom.
Like you could, like,
I would go like manservant or something.
What? No condom. Like, all right, Tyler, what happened to you?
So,
don't be uppity.
I was walking to the park, taking Zach there, and there was this family sitting at one of the picnic tables, and it was there was a child and a large mother and a large father, and then I noticed they had like brown bags of like liquids. So like,
oh,
it's like a sad like homeless like booze family. Man.
Brown bags. Oh,
they're a brown bag and like some.
Oh, I was picturing like gravy and Ziplocs.
No,
okay,
no, no.
I got you.
So
did the baby have his bottle in a brown bag? So
no,
like
no. The kid was like, let's say 10. He's 10 years old or whatever. Okay. And he's sitting there looking like
face dirty,
real like sad. Face wasn't too dirty.
He's just on the precipice of running away. Age.
I think they've all run away. Yeah. I don't.
But
know
he's gonna run.
The whole family's actively running.
He's
away.
He's gonna run away inside somewhere.
So he comes over, he starts swinging like two swings away from me and Zach. Meanwhile, I look over and the father is now vomiting up against a tree.
Ooh.
And then like wiping his face and be like, nah, it's all good. It's all good. Like he's just chilling. He's totally
right.
Fine.
Right.
You should have taken a picture of him for the Christmas card.
That's weird that he'd be vomiting. He must have been sick. Because I mean, if you're a professional drinker, which essentially he is, you don't puke.
Yeah.
Like that's amateur hour.
I don't know. So
yeah, I disagree with that.
Elaborate.
I've seen homeless people vomit, and they were clearly.
I've seen them poop in the street.
Yeah,
but vomiting.
Me too. I saw that the other night when I was driving home our show.
Oh, well, really?
Right, the Melrose entrance to the 101 South. Yep, person just pulled down their pants right there, started shitting on the sidewalk.
For the first time in my life, I saw it probably 5-6 months ago, and it was shocking and
freeing.
The grossest thing I may have ever seen.
Yeah.
Because it seemed surreal.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, why is
so
that guy
real.
Pulling down
were
his pants?
People, were there people around?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The last guy I saw, like, it was by a bus stop.
Yeah, Ventura. There were still
right
a lot of
people. Right by K-Rock. And there was just, like, people sitting on the bus waiting for the bus. And then, all of a sudden, sounds were occurring behind them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I didn't hear the sounds. I just saw. Mm-hmm. I was like, that guy's pulling down his pants. And all of a sudden, I was like, oh, my God.
What would you least rather see? That or a guy pulling down his pants in the having his way with himself?
I'd much rather watch a guy masturbate than
what if he's making eye contact with you?
Tough one.
Yeah, okay. It's a guy turned away from you, but he's shitting.
Yeah.
Or a guy facing you.
Beating.
Yeah, and making like the kissy mouth at me.
Go away, Baton!
I'd much rather watch the masturbate guy than
and he's going to finish on your legs.
Going to the bathroom. What?
All right, Tyler. So tell me more about this.
His pants are around his ankles, and he's like shuffling towards me with his dick in his hand. Yeah. I'm like,
more about
turn
this
green
jolly family.
So sad. That's the vomiting is happening a couple hundred yards away.
I do appreciate that your son's not old enough for you to have to explain this to him.
Yes, very much so.
Did you see like bed bugs or lice jumping off of the son?
No. The son
on
like,
the swing.
If you had seen
son.
Him, you wouldn't have assumed that he was with garbage people.
Really,
drinking
he's got like
at
normal
park
clothes.
At,
he's looking
at 10:30 in the morning.
Right.
Yeah, he looked relatively normal.
What day of the week?
This is today.
Oh,
this is a fresh.
Oh, they're probably on Christmas vacation.
What kind of family conversations take place in that predicament? I wonder.
I wonder if families do like if any like really ahead of the curve progressive families like all right for Christmas vacation this year, guys, we're going to be homeless so you can see what it's like. I'm going to become
I've
an alcoholic for 3 days.
I've read about that happening, but not like families, but like
total immersion.
People like us doing like we're going to raise money by being homeless for 2 days.
Yeah, I've
whatever.
Heard of people like we're going to turn all of our power off and use no electronics for this whole week and see what it's like to be this way.
I think Jewish people do that on Saturdays. Every Saturday.
Shabbos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't roll either.
Well, what if that's how we could save the planet? Make everyone Jewish
7 days a week.
They do have the most aggravating loopholes to that holiday.
Oh yeah, yeah. You can have someone come over and turn on your microwave for you. Right. Or my friend used to do that for his neighbor.
The Jewish buildings in New York that are Orthodox Jew buildings, they have the elevators on Saturday sundown till Saturday or Sunday sun or Friday sundown till Saturday sunup. The elevators run nonstop and stop on every floor. So you're technically not pushing a button.
Right.
You're just getting in and then going up to your floor.
They turn the lights on like 11:59 p.m. and then just...
At sundown.
Yeah, and then they leave them on. They just never turn them on.
They just go on vacation to Alaska.
They automatically steal all our money, too.
I feel like we've talked about this exact thing on this show.
Probably.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Because we're digging deep.
So there's also a family of like... I think they're Russians. These two like Russian kids, boy and girl, and they're playing on the slide. And they're rolling off Hot Wheels
just
cars.
Like in Moscow.
Rolling them off where?
Down the slide and watching them crash and then going and getting them and going back up to the top.
That's so sad.
That was a really bad.
That's so sad.
No, that's not sad.
Oh, it's not.
They were having fun. They're having a good time.
You know how I
But the
made...
sad kid is watching them.
Right.
That's right.
Wish I had Hot Wheels.
Pretty something like that. So then the kids, they go back to like talk to mom or get a snack or they're playing or whatever. So the kid gets off the swing. And he moseys over to the slide where two of the Hot Wheels are
still there
in the sand. And I like make eye contact with this kid like multiple times. Like he knows that I'm watching him and he's watching me. And he kind of like does that thing where he's like, I guess I'll sit right here next to these. He sits on the edge of the slide and he picks up one of the Hot Wheels. I'm like, okay, I mean, it's left unattended. You can play with it, right?
I hope he keisters.
He's a keister. He starts doing like a little playing with it like, a little bit on the slide and then looking at me to see if I'm watching him from like
undercover
I'm 8
cop.
Feet away.
Right.
That's too close.
And then like picks it up and he's like looking at as if he's like really interested in like the wheels or whatever.
He wants to be a toy manufacturer when he grows up.
I look away for 1 second.
You can't look
Dude
away.
Fucking pockets it and starts just he just running. Takes off. Doesn't sell it at all. He
leaves
just
his parents
takes
there?
Off running. No, he's running towards his parents.
Towards
are.
The vomit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And while this was happening, I'm like, okay, if he takes his car, which I'm pretty sure he's going to, like, what is my role here?
Yeah,
am I? Right. I don't like am it. I supposed to be like, that's not yours?
Yeah.
Or, but then, see, this is the softy side of me. It was like, his fucking drunk-ass dad is vomiting in the park.
Yeah.
Like, this kid's Christmas is probably going to be garbage. And I saw these kids and their, like, family. I was like, these kids are going to have a great Christmas.
Right.
They're fine.
But you can
Little
also...
Little Timmy isn't going to know that he lost his car.
That might... What you're interpreting as the softy side of you might also be your trying to cover up the fact that you didn't do anything about it. Because you're not a man.
Oh, it's called rationalization.
Yeah.
Rationalizing probably. The situation. But also, like, what kind of lesson does that teach where if little Oliver Twist over there gets to like keep something he stole and get great joy out of it, he's going to be more apt to steal next time, Ty-Ty.
I know.
But then you can't be a snitch either, Ty-Ty.
I don't need the big throw-up dad coming over talking to
me. Did you go talk to the... What'd you do? You go... Probably what you do is you talk to the parents of the owner of the car.
Mm. No.
No.
What you do...
No?
I just left.
You know what you do is you go and you get a giant magnet and you bring it into the park and you turn it on.
Yeah.
So it comes ripping out of his pocket.
You keep your trap shut because you're not a fucking rat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
what'd
you
do?
You did nothing?
I didn't snitch.
They're literally
I just kept pushing Zach.
Yeah.
And then I went home and he took a nap. And now that kid
and
has a car.
And you got the kid with you too. So
you know what?
You can't really
it's too bad you don't have a gun because it would be fun to walk up to the kid and put the gun up to his head and say, give me your toys. See how you like it.
I guess those Hot Wheels those are legit Hot Wheels now.
I get it.
Get it. Because they're hot property because they're stolen and they're wheels. They're
Grand,
Hot Wheels.
Grand larceny.
That's the whole reason I stole that story. Was still that Hot
Unless
Wheels
they were
joke.
Matchbox.
That minor threat auto.
That does. You know what?
Small.
You have.
Minor
you just
threat.
Posed a question that's
Grand
very
theft
troubling,
auto. Minor theft
troubling
auto.
To me because I wonder. Sometimes I see something I think is about to go down. I'm like,
I couldn't
oh,
believe
shit.
This happened.
Oh,
I was
shit.
Like, he's gonna fucking steal this car.
Yeah. Yeah, but sometimes I see something about to go down. I'm like, what do I do? What's my role?
You know, now I'm thinking about the kid made me out for a rube. He's like, that fucker's not going to say anything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got to beat that kid. Yeah, look at that fucking chump over there.
He saw me from a mile away. God damn it. Whatever. I feel bad for that kid. He's got a shitty situation.
Yeah. Like, if he
and
ran
he's
away.
Suffering. His shit is happening because of his fucking garbage parents.
Right.
Yeah, literally garbage parents. Garbage
what,
pail parents.
What did the mom look like?
She was a large Latina lady.
How old were these people?
They're probably in their late 30s or 40s.
Where are the other kids?
Does it?
They had one kid with them.
What with them? Who knows what the other ones?
Did you see that documentary that was on Netflix a while back about the kids that live in motels, and most of them are around Anaheim, around Disneyland?
Watch stuff like that.
I mean, they live there full time.
And they follow to Disneyland because they love Disneyland so much.
Totally. They follow the families throughout a period of time, and they just live in these motels, and they pay the weekly rate. And as you would suspect, they get evicted constantly,
right.
And the hotel just goes in and takes all of their shit. And they furnish like 20 times more crowded than this room with shit, just stacked. All of their belongings moved into a one-room hotel.
Why
room.
Would I want to watch that? With, like, why is this show like the most depressing show we've ever done?
I don't know, but here's the thing about it is the one of the families they stuck with like three or four families, and it seems incredibly dangerous because all the kids are outside playing in the motel, and the mom will come out and go, get back in, we're going to get evicted. They said no more playing outside because the kids are all troublemakers, and they're walking around breaking into cars. They're little kids. Then they had the mom who had the two daughters, and the one daughter was very fucking attractive.
Mm-hmm. Michael.
As attractive as the girls at the old motorhome park that you used to like peruse?
I don't... What motorhome park?
Wasn't there like some kind of like camping, or like once a year you'd go and there'd be like girls at this park that you would...
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
You remember
what was it? What was it?
Yeah, you go like family vacation, and it'd be like every year, and there'd be like girls there. You talked about
that was
it.
That was a fantasy of mine I talked about, like going to like a trailer park and meeting some chicks.
You tell such yarns that I believe that it was an actual event. You weave such tales, Michael.
You gotta come up with more details because it might be true.
Okay. So this documentary sounds like something I don't want to watch, especially after what I just went through.
It's not even that good. It was just kind of interesting because I didn't have any idea that there were people that close to us in Anaheim, and I'm sure here as well. And all those seedy motels that are about a mile outside of Disneyland, they're a lot of the rooms are occupied with families that would be homeless.
Oh, for sure, because they can't get enough together to actually put a down payment on something so that
it's
horrible
exactly
cycle.
Exactly correct.
It's an awful cycle, and they got to pay weekly, which costs a lot more than like you and I would pay
and
monthly.
And their dogs.
It's fucking awful. Yeah, it's a broken system, and I think Trump's going to fix it all.
Did you go to Taco Bell today?
What kind of a question is that?
Is that what you said you were eating for lunch?
Nope. Definitely not.
No.
I haven't been to a Taco Bell in multiple,
I had a weird
multiple
experience
years.
Where I said a small root beer, and the guy goes, you want a medium for a dollar? And I couldn't figure out if he meant a dollar more or for a dollar.
So you asked.
And I went, no, small. And he goes, well, the medium's actually cheaper. It's a dollar.
He should just do it for you.
And I went, small. And then I went, hold on. Wait a minute. I'm starting to get some clarity on this. The entire...
Why would Tyler going there help
you
with
I thought
you
said you went to Taco Bell when no. I call when I talked
Del
to you.
Del Taco is what you just
this
asked.
This is Mike's way... This is how he does segues now to get to the story he wants to talk about.
Did you just say...
Did you go to Costco?
Did you say something about pancakes?
Did you...
Because I've got a pancake story.
Did you happen to talk about your text that you were involved with, the text chain with Brian, Logan, Tyler, and I this morning?
No.
Here's how it went. Here's how it went.
I didn't read most of them. I see Logan, it go off, and I just ignore it because I know it's just this like group text.
To you, because you're hosting this year.
Oh, really?
The Christmas party.
Oh, I see the first two, and I'm like, I'm out of this one.
So Logan says, Mike, Diana Vandenkamp's coming. We're all good to go. We're going to have this, you know, the Christmas party, like the family Christmas show at your house this year. What's
That's
your
right.
address?
We're saying Christmas again.
What's
Christmas
your address?
Show. Yeah.
And Coronel's response was, I don't know. Hold on. Let me check.
Yeah, I went and I have it written down on the floor of the closet in the other room.
How do you not know your fucking address?
I have it
Michael.
On a paper.
It's your address.
When I signed
Mike.
The lease, it's in the other room.
Nothing he's saying. He thinks that he's explaining it.
He thinks that it's like.
You're not sounding less insane. Oh, I keep my address on a piece of paper in
on the
closet.
Ground. Michael, it's your address.
You want me to go get it?
No, I know your address. I know your address.
Yeah.
Why don't you know your address?
I know it now.
Are you like a child?
13,
or like
13,000.
No.
Where you like put like a little like a safety pin with a piece of paper
no
on
need,
your...
There's no reason for me to know it. I don't get mail here.
What if you were in a car accident tomorrow and they're like, where do you live? You would be like, wait, I got to go home and check it. It's in my closet.
Yeah, here's the catch-22 I got. I know my address,
I was
but
in
I
a car accident.
When?
A couple of days ago, got rear-ended.
How's your car?
It smashed in.
The camera... Does this camera look weird now on your review?
I don't even know.
Did you stop them? Did you get their info?
Yeah, I was completely stopped, and she ran into me going like 25 or 30.
Another great
she
text
hot?
Earlier this year. No. Was
the,
she?
No, here's the best. Maybe she listens. So, yeah. No.
What? Another
so,
great.
She hits me. I did what I know I should do, which I normally don't do, which is immediately turn on the recorder and get out of the car.
Nice. Did you talk like that the whole time, though? Because that's audio? Good, that's going to be a deal breaker for
so
me.
So you hit
audio
me,
recorder?
My neck hurts. I turned on the audio recorder on the phone,
yes.
And she proceeded to confess to eight
Can
or nine
you push
things
play right now?
Immediately, and I almost wanted to go like, stop.
Could you
like,
push play?
Yeah. She goes...
right now?
She goes...
For yeah, us?
Why don't you play
I'm
it for
so
us?
I'm so sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
I dropped something on the floor. It rolled under my foot. I'm having a really bad day. I'm very stressed out.
Oh, so
I wasn't looking where I was going.
Being a typical lady about the whole thing.
She wasn't looking where she was going.
But there was a point to this, and now, oh, I know what it was. Yes. Oh, my God.
Mike, why
so
are you
she
standing
goes,
up now like you're doing a fucking stand-up
go,
routine?
I was gonna find
going
to find the audio on my computer. She goes,
if it's not on your phone, fuck.
She goes, I just want to pay for it out of my. I'll put it on a credit card. And she goes, instead of going through insurance.
She wants those miles, baby.
And right there, I'm like, seems
this is how
shifty.
She gets miles. She just crashes
into
people.
I thought it was kind of shifty.
Shady.
And then it got worse when right. she goes,
no, it was a stick shift.
I don't know my address.
My neighbor is friends with a guy who owns a body shop. He's Russian, but he's good people.
Wow.
And I was like, uh oh.
Russians. They're not to be trusted. We talked about that.
I thought Jesus it was Jamaicans Christ, you don't trust.
I don't trust Russians.
I don't trust anybody.
So I go to the body shop. It's stereotypical. The Russian guy will not say hello,
right.
Just stares at me, and I went, can I get an estimate? Comes outside, and he's just staring at the back of my car, not touching anything, just staring.
Right.
And then he just walks away.
Why didn't you just go where you wanted to go? Why did you listen to this
magnet
person?
And puts a magnet on the back to make sure it's metal. He's like, yeah. I fixed for $700. And I go, now the bumper is smashed in too, but I go, I don't really want to deal with more stuff than needs to be replaced. And he goes, no fixed bumper. And I was like, is this how it works? I get rear-ended and I get...
No, it's not how
he's
it works.
Saying you can't fix a bumper or that he
no,
won't fix
No, I
your
said,
bumper.
I kind of implied like I didn't really care about it, but I want to make sure it's safe
right.
and it's not going to fall off. And he's
right.
like, no...
No fix.
There's just no. I got no information out of it, and I was like, I don't know. I don't like this at all.
So what are you doing?
So where
now?
Are you at now?
I don't know. This is tied into the Russian part earlier, and I forgot how it tied in. And I wish I wouldn't have brought it
another
up.
Text from earlier. Not this year. Actually, technically, it is earlier this year, but earlier. In the
you
week.
Gotta go to my guy Vladdy.
Couple
he's
days
great.
Ago.
Yeah. He'll put in your car back together.
Tyler. And we're talking about doing this show that we're doing right now here today
yeah.
and doing the mugs finally. And we're scrambling to get that done. And I said, well, here's the deal, Mike. Do you have an oven? Because we need to put the
I
mugs
didn't know.
In the oven for an hour,
I seriously
hour
didn't
and a half.
Know.
And I, did he not know that he had an oven? Or
no, he knew he had an oven. He said...
No, I didn't know I had
he didn't
an oven.
Know if he had
an
I think the first
what?
Thing was he wasn't
I,
sure if he had
I
an
I got
oven.
Up from there and walked in the
kitchen. He had to go
in
look
kitchen
at his kitchen.
To make sure
to
I had an
see
oven.
If he has an oven. Don't worry about Tyler. Don't get verbatim.
It's I swear, okay. No, I'm telling you right now, I did not know I had an oven because I've never once
And then
used
he let
it.
Us know he's not
Mike.
Sure if it works or not because he's never turned
Mike,
it on.
Mike is like those rich people that hey. Haven't been in a supermarket in 20 years, so they don't know like what milk
like
costs.
Like that one
Do
from
you?
Like, that one scene in The Queen of Versailles where she goes to pick up her Hertz rental car and she asks where the driver is.
Oh, I don't remember that. That was a great talk, though.
You're the poor version of that.
Was it you guys? I don't think it was you guys. I think it might have been my friends Matt and Steve, but maybe it was you guys that came over my place in Fullerton, and I had lived there at least 5 years, and they opened the fridge, and they're like, everything is still taped shut, and I was like, yeah.
That was me.
Because I left all the tape on,
yeah.
you know, the fruit can...
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Fruit, the, everything is taped shut
Wouldn't
for,
it be so nice
for transition.
To get up and go get a piece of fruit?
I left everything
fridge?
Taped
okay,
shut.
Okay, which... So
never used it.
I guess I never really thought about
why don't
like,
you unplug it?
Your eating habits before. If you've never turned your oven, what do you eat?
I've never turned my oven on.
The burners?
Never.
Wait, you know, like you never fried anything on the stove?
Never.
Why?
I have two pans on the stove that I bought because I thought they were cool looking because they're the giant heavy steel skillets. I even seasoned both of them in two places.
I
ago.
Haven't even done that.
Yeah,
seasoned my skillets.
I rubbed them in oil and put them in the oven for like an hour and a half.
Oh, like,
you
the oven!
Oven!
The
not
old
this
place,
oven.
Not this place.
Two places ago.
Two places ago.
Two yeah. places ago. Yeah.
And we get no points for paying attention.
I can't remember your last place. What was your last place?
Do you microwave your
Beverly
food,
Hills
or do you just eat out every night?
Cedars. I eat out every night.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, I never saw Stompy's place.
Oh yeah,
I never saw it.
Take a road trip.
How did I never see Stompy's place?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's a dark
we were very close during Stompy's.
We can go
place.
By there some one of these.
No,
days.
I'm done. I don't need to see it.
No, let's go.
Listen to terror.
I'm going to go over there either way when we finally do the Nightcrawler episode. I'm going to go, guess where we're at, guys?
Where you trying to get that the guy to suck your Lang, wasn't that out front of that place? That guy wanted to suck your dick for $20?
Exactly.
So you guys want to hear the two best things that happened to me? First of all,
there was no money. There's no money. He just said, "Do you want me to suck your dick?" And I went, "No, thank you." And he went,
"He's like,
sure.
No, but the medium is a dollar."
God damn that! I'm telling you, that was the weirdest thing, and it doesn't seem that weird now talking about it. But that night was that.
Are we going to talk about the dick or the root beer?
Taco Bell.
Root beer. No, he's talking about the dick sucking.
I'm still on the root beer. I want to know how many people. How many stories Mike has about, like, you wouldn't believe what the person, but how many of those people have, you wouldn't believe the customer I had today, and it's Mike.
Yeah, it's true.
You're so many people.
Two-way street, my friend.
You won't believe the customer I had today.
I'm pretty polite, like, in places.
You're polite, but you, like, make small talk, and you get easily confused by things, and, like, the way you think it's actually happening usually is not that.
Also, can you do the rest of the podcast like your weird, I just got hit by a car voice?
I forgot what that voice was.
Guys.
If I were an actor, I'd be breaking out characters for everybody.
What?
That is a very
Oh my God, I'm
statement.
So sorry I hit you. Oh, no problem.
Why? I don't think you would do
that.
That
was actually
practice.
A scene in European Vacation where, like, they got in an accident and they were so polite in England that he's, like, holding his bumper and he's like, no problem at all. It's probably my fault, sir. Here's your bumper.
That was probably where I was going with this.
Wouldn't that be Canada?
But I was so kind to her and so polite that she started getting choked up, and she hugged me. She goes, I thought you were going to yell at me. And I'm
Plot
like,
twist, she's an actress.
I'm not the kind of guy that yells at people. She sort of is an actress.
Oh, adult? Was it Angeline?
She's a professional trumpet player.
How did you find out this much information?
She gave me her business card. And,
is it her going,
uh-huh. That's
Shut
exactly
up.
What's on. It's a musical. There's
a silhouette of her, like, playing. Oh, seriously.
No, it's got all of her gigs right now.
Are you going to go show up at her gigs?
No.
You should. Be like, fix my bumper, bitch.
I just stand there staring at her.
Any requests?
Blood coming
fix
out
my
of
bumper.
Terminal.
After every song, you're clapping with an invoice in your hand. It's making a lot of noise.
I'm constantly kicking her trumpet case. See how you like it.
So you don't seem bummed out about the car when, like,
of course
just
I am. But
a
I'm
short
handling
6 months
it,
ago,
I'm
like,
handling
Tara
it
opened the door and there was a tiny little.
That was
chink
2 years
in the
ago,
armor.
And that pissed me off. Like,
that was 2 years ago.
Yeah. That pissed me off.
Didn't this bear rat used to be in that car?
Yeah. In fact, I was going to ask you, where do you think I should take that to get it cleaned?
Dry cleaner.
Really?
But yeah. One that specializes in bears.
Okay.
So maybe
bears.
West
it's
Hollywood.
So when I'm in the well, bear though, more than a sheep, doesn't it?
We've been saying bear the entire time.
Yeah.
I think it's dyed brown.
How much was this?
Is this an actual sheep that I'm sitting on?
Yeah. 139.
I'm sitting on an actual
Costco.
Sheep.
130?
They still have them. 130, 140.
It's awesome.
Yeah. What? It's totally awesome.
They skinned a sheep for this.
No. That was sheared off. With the leather.
What? You see Bieber wearing the full, like, fur coat?
No.
A couple nights ago?
No.
I think
is it real fur?
Is,
real
yeah,
fur?
Yeah, real fur. Like, at TMZ asked him, like, is that real fur, Justin? And, like, he rolls out the window.
Yeah, you know it is.
He didn't say anything at all walking into the car, and he's wearing, like, those, like, glasses that make him look like a pedophile now. Uh-huh. Like, he looks like, Jillian said he looks like Jeffrey Dahmer. And he's got this giant, ridiculous fur coat. Like, it looks like absurd. And with those glasses, and he hops in the SUV, and they're like, he didn't say anything to any of the paparazzi. And then they yell out, is that real fur? And he rolls down the window as they're driving away from Hyde. Sure is! It's real fucking fur! Like, I think that he's going for that villain thing, kind of like the other dude.
He's such a weird celebrity because...
Drove up the prices on the AIDS medication.
Like, the people...
Skrilly.
The people that I actually Skrillex like that dress crazy, like George Clinton... You know, like when if you see Bootsy Collins and he's wearing a full length fur coat, you're like, oh, it's Bootsy,
right?
And then you go, oh yeah, and he has a body of work to back it up,
right?
Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
anything,
if you play enough funky jams, you can kill all the fucking animals you want and wear.
But
their
I don't
fur.
Know anything Bieber has done. I don't know anything. He's
one
done.
Of the things that people don't know about the fur trapping industry of like the 1700s, 1800s,
they love the funk
in Canada.
They want to blow the roof off the forest.
Yeah, those French
blow the
Canadians
roof off the forest.
We're just funking up the forest constantly.
Tyler.
Yeah.
The Biebs. You know the Biebs. You know a couple of his songs.
I don't think I do. We want the funk.
Yep. Still doesn't ring a bell. Thanks.
Baby. You know baby.
No, I don't.
Baby.
Alexa, play Justin Bieber.
Yeah. This is going to be some good shit. You guys are going to want to wear fur by the end of this next couple of minutes. I don't know this one. All right,
Alexa,
next.
Alexa, play Sorry by Justin Bieber.
You don't have to yell at
what about? What do you mean? What do you mean? You've heard this song, Mike.
It's real fur.
Maybe. But... Nope.
Mike's going to start listening to Bieber.
I've been trying to expand my horizons a little bit, but mostly listen to the same old shit I've always listened to, but it's giving me nightmares.
So when I'm in the welfare office?
Wait, what?
No, I've been, when I go to bed at night, I've been putting on the headphones and lying down trying to absorb. Well, I don't listen to music that often, so I've been trying to give myself like 45 minutes to an hour of music every single night, and I'm starting with, I listen to the same Mozart shit I listened to before.
What?
I listened to Mozart one night, had nightmares. I listened to Bach the next night, I was fine. Last night, I listened to Robert Johnson,
that
original
might not be
recordings.
Connected, though. It might not be connected at all.
I know, but
Devil. Robert Johnson sold his soul.
Yeah.
So. Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Is there a song about that or something?
No, it's like, Crossroads. He's that famous... Yeah, he's like that famous the blues story about selling your soul to like become like a famous guitarist. Like that's him. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. I saw a cartoon about that.
Alexa, it's turn this off.
That was quick. All right, so you're trying to like better your mind or open your mind?
I'm just trying to experience more. I've been trying to watch more TV and stuff. That's why I got through the entire season of Stranger Things and the entire season of Westworld. Not watch more to be more. I just want to see what's out there and experience things more. And I also want to be able to comment on things without being the guy that dismisses everyone's music. I also listened to a half an hour of Tribe called Quest last night, too. Yeah. Old.
Can
old,
I kick it?
Old Tribe called right. Quest.
Can I Kick It as a tight
It's pretty incredible. But it's kind of a... I don't want to say it's over my head, but it's too much talking.
I just saw them. I think they were on SNL.
Yeah, yeah, I saw it.
And what was it? Was the Trayvon Martin art piece? That was very odd. It was like a robotic Tyrannosaurus Rex with Trayvon Martin's head.
Something like that.
Very odd.
Yeah. They're making a point. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to listen to some stuff that I normally wouldn't listen to so I don't become old man Carano crotchety.
That's admirable, Mike.
Yeah,
very, very well done.
I mean, I've always listened to Mozart, but not the last
What's
5 or 6 years.
What's your favorite movement?
Bowel.
Oh, God damn it. Why don't you just wake up in the morning to it and have it?
Alexa? Because I want to focus. I put on headphones. It's a lot of work.
What?
Listening to music for me is work. A lot of work. It's draining.
Oh, because you're a musician.
No, because I'm focusing on it. I'm listening
on, like,
to
the
it.
Different keys and the different notes.
Like, I can't have music on in the background.
Oh, that's another thing that happened on Empire. Like, they zoom in on a guy, like, playing the guitar. Like, he's just fucking rocking out to the guitar, right? And you're listening to the song. They're like, there's no guitar at all
in the song.
In the song. They threw up a guy. They're like, we need more, like, a musician over on this part of the stage. And they actually cut away to him just, like, doing a solo, and there is no music.
You know what's funny about that? I watched an actual live performance by Jaco Pastorius, the greatest bass player that ever lived. Mm-hmm. And it's a super heavy.
Did you watch his documentary on Netflix?
That was great.
Better than Simon Gallup?
There, he's the probably the gayest. The gayest? It's a new word I just made up. The gayest. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Okay.
Okay. What about
it's a difference it's a live television performance, and it's this. It was towards the end because he could tell he was on drugs, but he's still just stellar, greatest bass player.
All right. Okay.
And the piano player is amazing. The horn player is amazing. Yes. There's a guitar player who never plays a note on
stage
with them.
Was it the person that
them,
rammed you
on stage with them
Tyler,
the entire
why would
time?
You ask that?
This is a great joke.
Yes, Mike, and he just stands there, or does he actually mime things?
He's just kind of holding on his guitar, like I'm sitting out this song, but they told me not to leave the stage.
Right.
It's very uncomfortable.
Maybe he wanted to enjoy it.
It's very weird.
So I'm at the welfare fucking office, right? And I still have
pride
in this.
One of the two things that
one of the two things. And I'm proud of this. And I want to let you guys know about it because I feel pretty proud. I'm bragging. This is me bragging, okay?
Yeah.
Sitting there for probably about 3.5 hours.
Ugh.
And
how dead was your phone?
It was pretty dead. I had it on low battery mode, and I was, dimmed as fuck because that was the only thing that was kind of keeping me going. Because I was there by myself a lot of the time, too, because the person I was there with, like, we called back, and then it's like, there's very sensitive information, sir. You're not allowed to come back, even though I'm privy to everything. So,
is there anything you can do to kill time when you're in a place like that that's so annoying? That's so annoying to the people that run the place that they'll try to rush you through.
Sing 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
They'll ask you to leave. The kid behind me, who was there with his parents, had the worst van I've ever seen in my life. It was like a
Hot Wheels.
It was like a church on wheels or something. Yeah. You're at the fucking welfare office, so let God go, okay? Because he's not doing anything for you, and you got a little kid. Yeah. You should probably be in school. And I don't want to say what
Christmas
the vanity license, but it was just, it was like army, support the
this,
army, number
this
one.
You're at the welfare office, let God go.
Why not, right?
That's actually their their mission statement.
Hey, you're here. Let God go. Let go. I mean, hey, if you're still looking for love, hey, that's gone. That train has left the station, buddy. Playing. You're on welfare, you loser. Accept your place in life.
Go to
the park, steal a Hot Wheels, run away with your vomiting dad.
The kid.
I like this other guy too, I gotta say.
The kid was playing a game, and there's probably about 30 people sitting in like little horrible chairs, like we're prepared for some kind of impromptu song or recital or something, but we're all facing a fucking wall, you know. But it's like all the seats are rote, and they're all like foldable seats, and this is, and we're all in hell together, and this kid's playing a fucking video game. He's probably like a 6-year-old kid on his phone on the loudest fucking level you could possibly have.
He had parents that weren't going to do anything about it.
Nothing, because they roll down the street in this church on wheels, and they're in the welfare office. Parents.
So this kid had a smartphone.
Yeah,
probably one of the free ones out front. The welfare office looks out and goes, "What is that?"
No, because they give away free smartphones. They tried to give one to me numerous times every time I walk in or out.
If you rolled into the welfare office with like brand new expensive shoes on,
I don't think they'd ask.
Like a white Saturday Night
Fever suit.
It's
like the DMV, man.
They don't want feather sticking out of your hat, and you're like, "I'm here to get my check." Aren't they going to go like,
"Ah, the things"?
Like if you roll,
a homeless guy walked by me, and I saw him inside. He was in the line, right? And then I saw him on the street later on. And he was walking by me going, "Thirsty, hungry, thirsty, hungry." And I don't know if he was trying to sell me drugs. I don't know if that's code.
Mm. Sounds
he's like, "Thirsty,
it.
Hungry." And I'm like, "Nah, I'm good. Like I'm good on both, man."
And he's like, "No, I'm thirsty and hungry."
And then I saw the same guy rocking out to his music on his smartphone.
Like, tense, want a back rib?
And he was rocking out so hard that his smartphone went sailing out of his hand and his headphones got ripped out of his head. And he was very, very mad. It was funny. All right.
Do homeless people need smartphones?
And smartphones are just like run of the mill now. You know what I mean? It's caught up so that like
they shouldn't be.
They're like $10. Like if you buy like the super janky basic ones,
T-Mobile gives them like for a free line and a free smartphone if you like sign up for two other lines. Whatever. They're everywhere
they
now, Mike. You realize that, right? They're everywhere.
I sort of
like
realize
they
shouldn't
be called smartphones. They should be called phones. Anything else should be called a burner.
Mike's never turned his burners on.
Where we anyway, so I'm sitting there.
I'm afraid to turn that stove on.
Why'd you laugh at that? That wasn't even remotely funny.
It wasn't bad. It was a callback, and I just like the idea of Mike never turning them on again. It took me back to that moment where I realized that.
Oh, so literally the essence of a callback you enjoyed.
There was a guy because I got to think of that joke again for half
that's
a second.
The fucking point of him.
And that's not the point of him. The point of him is like I get it. I actually laughed at the idea of Mike not turning them on again. I forgot that you even connected the two because they weren't really connected. Other than the word. Michael, Tyler, I'm telling you, this is
Anderson,
fucking awesome. Because I look pretty slovenly, and I'm slobbish, right? Yeah. And I could be mistaken, I think, or at least I thought.
Mike there said was a guy, a little too quick on that.
Quicker than Alexa turned off Justin Bieber. You said yes. There's a guy going through, trying to expedite.
I look a little, yes.
Trying to expedite like things, and he's going through, and he's asking the people what they're there for. And he skipped over me 3 times.
Because he thought you were...
He didn't think you needed anything.
He just assumed that I was there with somebody else or I didn't need anything. He just knew that I wasn't a welfare person.
I would be proud of that.
I was pretty proud.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I wished I got
so
a shirt.
Great.
I went to the welfare office and was not mistaken for one of them.
Yeah, that's pretty great. I like that idea that I'm in line with a friend at the Losers International Club. And the guy goes, loser.
I love the idea that we live in a society where... You know, welfare is available for people that are really down on their luck. And you know,
yeah,
the person that I was there with, like, they're
well, what
in
are
a
we
place.
Gonna do? Just have dead people everywhere?
I know. But
yes,
what pisses me off, and like you guys would see it too, if you had to go down there and spend, you know, collectively 5 hours in the place, is it's a bunch of people trying to take advantage of the system and make it. There's fucking five separate. I counted five people doing scratchers in there.
The old
they're
Mike
doing
Carano,
lottery scratchers.
The old conservative Republican Mike Carano from like 10 years ago would have been like,
what?
Yeah, fuck them.
Who is that?
Get him out of here. But the new Mike Carano, the new understanding, compassionate Mike Carano. Actually, Tara is the one that made me into this new person.
Never mind. Don't like him.
I went, explain to me how you think welfare is good. And she goes, well, a lot of people don't have the means to do things for themselves or to take care of themselves or survive.
A lot of people slip through the cracks.
And we live in a country where we can't just let people die and we have to take care of them. And the fact that some people take advantage of the system is just the byproduct of us providing a service. And it's a very small amount of people that are taking advantage
compared
to how many people get
it. That's what you think until you go down there and
well,
you see that it's
about
half of them.
You're not seeing everyone.
I'm a very small sample. Yes, I agree.
If 1% of people on welfare are ripping off the system, that doesn't bother me. If it were like 30% or 40%, I'd say it needs a major.
Well, it's a fine line.
Overhaul.
It's like, how do you define ripping off the system? Yeah. Because there's a lot of people who are having kids so that they can get more welfare.
I agree.
Those
with,
people,
and that
exist.
Presents problems for all of us because there's more kids that grow up in poor neighborhoods that have no other way to get money but to
then they come to my park and
wheels.
Steal Russian Hot Wheels. Yeah.
You should buy that. You should have bought that Hot Wheel for that kid and made him think he was in a great business. I'll give you $10 for that right now.
Mm, that is pretty good. No, then dad would just go drink.
Like the
up.
ER. The
you should
ER.
Have told that kid to steal me an iPhone 7. I'll get there's $80 in it for you.
When you go into an ER, right?
Cut
now
to, you're living in a castle. You got this team of criminals working around you. It's heat too.
I was in a couple different ERs, yeah. And you see people coming in, they're in obvious discomfort and pain. I experienced it myself when I broke my back. They took me to an ER, and I had 3 broken vertebrae.
Wait, is that
broken
the donkey
sternum.
From Winnie the Pooh?
What?
ER?
Mm-hmm.
Eeyore. Emergency room,
okay.
I'll say. And, you know, I was in severe pain, and then what they do is they come up to you with a clipboard, and they say, please fill out your insurance information. We want to find out how we're going to get paid, and you have to sit there and wait. It might take a few hours. Now, in a normal, good working society, they would immediately give you some kind of pain medication for a while you
yeah,
wait.
Yeah.
But if they did that, immediately the place would be overrun with people faking it.
Oh,
drug
yeah.
addicts getting.
Oh, can you even imagine that?
So
I broke my elbow. It looks like you're just twisting it around your back, sir.
But imagine if everyone was like honest yeah. and didn't take Coding. Advantage of the system.
Yeah.
Like you go in and like while you're sitting there, because it's such a weird place, the ER, where there's just people in agony.
Yes.
But they don't
yes.
have any. They're waiting to get what they. Yeah. To figure out
Isn't
what it is
it
to
weird
fix it?
Also that we've selectively chosen where not Darwinism but what is it survival of the fittest kicks in and where it doesn't. It's like, hey, that's the you know capitalism or whatever, you know, the strong survive. We've chosen certain avenues that we'll just let that go, and then other places it's like, wait, I can cling to life being on this machine for another 8 years at $200,000 a day. Do it, hook me up. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Certain
yeah.
areas of life, we step over homeless people and we're like, man, you got your place in life, buddy. You made your own bed.
Step over them. I walk exclusively on homeless people. So,
so
great.
Soft.
My gold shoes never touch the ground. So important. That's why I'm running for the American people. Not running. I won.
It goes back
most
to the
most votes of all time ever. Cast
what I'm saying
in
is
the world.
In
absolutely, yes.
At the basis of life is the strong survive and... I forgot the word is where the weak get
survival of the fittest.
No, but there's like evolution where
Darwinism.
This goes away or that goes away. We have disrupted that as humans completely. We've disrupted in the animal kingdom. We've disrupted it with ourself and our medical advances.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like we've taken the basis of life.
Yeah.
And
have
just,
you looked at the world lately?
Changed everything.
The population is overflowing.
Yeah. I was getting really yeah. depressed reading this article from the National Geographic about how like. Something like 70% of the world's species could possibly die off within the next like 80 years or something
yeah.
like that.
Well, they've been saying that for years
sure.
and years. Yeah.
But like at the beginning of the 1900s, there were 10 million elephants. Yeah. There are now 140,000.
But there are other
That's
stories
insane.
Where like the humpback whales are making a huge recovery and
okay.
bald eagles.
Humpback
I mean, there
whales.
Are some there are some good stories out there and we are figuring it out. Hopefully it's not too late. Bill Burr on a show the other day was hilarious. He was talking about how he was listening. I think it was... The radio was on. It might have been NPR, but I doubt it because they don't talk sports on the NPR at all.
They
but
do scores.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
the
story
the
was
show.
The story was like, and this scientists now have concluded that the Great Barrier Reef in Australia is officially dead. Coming up next, the Dodgers. That's the world we live in. It's
how is it dead?
It was probably like the.
It's been dying for years, and it's because the temperature's going
raising,
up and the algae
yes.
can't survive, and it's all.
The
coral symbiotic
the
relationship that did exist in the Great Barrier Reef. I never got a chance
don't,
to see it.
I don't like this, but every now and then something does pop up, and it just happened recently. Within the last 6 months, they said like it was some animal is now extinct, and it wasn't that big of a deal. It was on the front page of USA Today, and I remember going, "That's weird." Like it was something I didn't care about, but it's gone now.
Dogs.
And I was like,
they're gone.
But
the dog, yeah. The cat, the house cat.
Also, scientists are able to keep some of their DNA so that they will be able to clone some of these things later. Ultimately, Mother Nature is going to take care of everything. And I always go back to that.
Well,
like, the Earth is going to be fine. She's going to figure things out. And if it means eradicating us and healing herself over the next 200,000 years. That's what she'll do. Oh, so everyone that's talking about like how the world is at risk and we're killing Mother Nature. No, we're fucking up our own little environment, yeah. And that sucks for us while we're here for the speck of a moment in our lifetime.
Yeah.
But stop trying to get all like high and mighty like you're doing it for the earth. You're doing it for yourself and for those around you, which is also noble, but stop making it about Mother Earth, because yeah.
Well, everybody steers everything towards a bigger Mother Earth's cause to try going to get to attention. Well, we all know, like I don't know the stats and I don't know the numbers. And I don't even want to bring six. It up because it sounds it is six. But like every time, joke. Every
I always
time
say a, eight.
Every time a volcano erupts, there's more pollution spewed into the air from that one volcano than every car that's ever been manufactured on the planet right. has done in the entirety of the
but
automobile.
The concoction is different, and I don't want to like get a bunch of emails saying, well, actually, the CO2, the concoction, it's not causing global climate change.
I think it does.
Like when a volcano does go off, it does, but it's not like long term. It's sustaining.
Okay, I should never talk about
that. It's
the
day after day after day. I should never talk about after facts. Year after
you,
year.
You and me both, buddy.
Can we take it down? And the show's got to end. But I got to tell you about the by far the best thing that I saw all week long, and it involves an old woman falling on her face.
Oh, yes.
It's already the best thing I've heard about all week.
With that description.
Yeah. Stop. Dude, you just hit my crotch.
Yeah, you moved. Oh, God. You moved.
Officially, you guys just had sex in front of me.
Remember the empty mall that I took you to?
Yes. Mike? Creepy. I want to go back.
Yeah, it's great. I've been there twice in the last 2 days. It's called the Promenade.
It's really empty and really creepy.
The Topanga Promenade.
Are like half the businesses just shut?
Half 90%.
Yeah, at least 90%.
And it's a big, beautiful, newer-ish mall. Everything's clean.
Like, he walked me through it, and I was like, are we even allowed to be in here? No, it's at least 90%.
I just bought a couch from there yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's nothing in this mall.
From a guy in the parking lot?
No, from a furniture store that's like, everything must go. We're the fuck out.
I will say this
we
much.
We must go.
The girl that worked at the movie theater was kind of cute.
Yeah, oh, you're Jesus. Doing a lot of small talk with her.
So what's good here?
Thimbles.
We should do, I've been wanting to do a show from the dead mall for a long
Shut
time.
Shut up.
What happened? I just missed something.
He said a lot of small talk and he went, ew, thimbles. Like talking about small things.
Yeah. miniatures. The miniature museum. You been there?
Stupid amoebas. Can we do it? Can we do a show from the dead mall?
Yeah, of course we can. Yeah. On our skateboards.
Sounds terrifying.
I'll tell you guys to run on my electric bike. And when security says we're not allowed to do that, we'll
Mike,
say
it's worse
we're recording
than
a podcast.
Some of the places that were there when you were that last time with me are gone now. Yeah, they're talking about what's weird is they're talking about knocking the whole thing down, and it's a big, beautiful, functioning. Yeah. Newer building, but it just there's too many malls in the area. They reached a surplus. Everyone wants to go to the newer outdoor mall.
What else could
mall.
You do in that space? Nothing.
No, they're talking about like skate leaving. Park. They're talking about making an outdoor like park type place.
The only
Trump
thing that,
park.
Okay, this is not
McDonald's couldn't survive in there. It left. Jeez. And it was right next to the movie theater, which still does well.
I don't know how well it does.
The movie theater does well.
Whatever.
They have a church in there
like
on Sundays.
People in there.
They have a church in there on Sundays.
Oh, that makes sense.
No, I was there last night. Packed. And what, it was dead mall.
I can't even
imagine.
I saw
Manchester by the Sea.
Yeah, that space is going to be gone. Has to go away because it's just this three-story, two-story
is there like,
building.
Is there creepy like music playing? Like
there's no
music.
They got rid of the music, but they have like kiosks that are still lit up. It does feel like the end of the world. It does feel like Last Man on Earth. They should shoot stuff on Last Man on Earth. They should totally shoot there.
We were talking about going in there with the skateboards.
Bing. Yeah, we want to skate through.
We're like, there's no one in here.
We could have yesterday. We definitely could have yesterday. So we're at the Ruby's, which is connected to that, which still does. There's a couple places that still are hanging on and they're doing okay. Ruby's is one of those places. Ruby's is like a 50s diner. I think it's a chain. I don't know if they're all over the place. Jillian and I are sitting at Ruby's with Atticus.
Oh, God, this is okay.
What's happening?
He's doing footsie with me.
Tyler, stop that. So I'm facing outward, right? It's very windy.
I just let him do it so I didn't seem like a homophobe.
This is Sunday. Very windy outside, right?
As you screamed, this is so gay.
Yeah, I got to edit that out.
I got this thing where if I'm facing like the wall or in a restaurant or facing the back wall, I feel like I'm freaked out. I always have, like to be able to see the door.
Yeah.
Because you're a Navy SEAL.
So,
because you're in an old West,
and I
movie.
Get to see people coming and
gotta
going.
Steal those boots, baby. Because
you're Doc Holliday, or no? Who was the famous Western folklore real
Billy
person
Kid.
Who would never sit with his back to the door?
All of them,
and then he ended up getting shot.
That's why they made saloons
poker.
With no
Billy
walls.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, the guy from Deadwood? This show's unlistenable.
No, a real character.
Yeah, there was a bunch of real characters on Deadwood.
Wild Bill Hickok?
Yes, Wild Bill's what I was.
I don't think
of.
It was that. I think it was a guy who was more of a killer.
Buffalo Bill.
Oh, it was Richard Ramirez. So,
oh yeah,
I see this woman.
Dahmer.
I see this woman coming towards
Sheriff
the door,
Dahmer.
And I notice her because her hair is blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I notice her because she's dressed very, very nice.
Yeah.
Very, you know, obviously she put a lot of time. She
uppity.
Looks, she looks uppity, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Very, very white hair. I'd guess she's probably at least 90, maybe 95.
Okay.
Older white lady.
Oh, my God, the queen?
Very, very old lady. She looks, you know, we still see these ladies that are, they just dress up.
Oh, yeah.
But she's like, I had an aunt like that. She died at 99 years old, maybe 100.
She can make to 100?
And she dressed, like, to the nines.
Yeah.
Twitter.
Yeah.
She's going to Ruby's, and she's, you know, got the gold necklaces.
Don't take your love.
She's wearing boots, Mike, that go all the way up to the knees.
We wear hoodies to weddings.
Yeah. I like this lady.
She's wearing, so I'm noticing this.
Yeah, she got some clients.
She comes in the door. It was raining like a couple days before, so they still have a mat down at the door, right? Mm-hmm. So she gets in the door. Door's a bit of a struggle because she's small. She's wavy, all right?
Okay, yeah.
And she managed to get the door open. I was almost to the point where, like, because she's probably about 15 yards away. Yeah. I almost was going to go over and help open the door. The wind was kind of blowing it shut, so she's having a hard time. But she got it open, managed to get it open before I actually got up. And she comes in the door, two steps in, and she falls like old people do, which
is... Are you trying to get bonus points for saying, I almost helped
that kid not have his Hot Wheels stolen.
The point of that, Tyler, was just to let you know how active I was in watching her, all right? I was involved, very involved. Attention. Not trying to get bonus points. I want to tell the story if I'm looking for bonus points, because here's what happens next. She falls. I don't know if you've seen old people fall. I feel like you had a story where an old person was choking or something recently.
No, that was a few years ago.
But like it happens in slow motion, and it's like three parts.
Yeah.
Like she fell first, she started to go. I'm like, oh, this is gonna be terrible, and it was scary.
Then you hear the hip snap.
You probably never seen Unbreakable, but you've seen Unbreakable, Tyler. You know, like everyone, he's going up the stairs.
Of course, I've seen it.
You've seen Unbreakable.
Yeah,
it's like terrifying. Like, walking stairs was horrifying because his bones are brittle. I was thinking, oh shit, I'm about to watch an old lady die right in front of me. Like
her nemesis is gonna come out of the back twice as strong.
And then heart stops, stomach sinks.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She falls first to her knees.
And then
she
your double Ruby burger will be delivered to the table.
She starts going, like, you know, her shoulders are about to meet the floor. They do. And then the third part was her fucking head thumps on the floor hard, right? And it's awful. Jillian hears it. It's so loud.
And
she
hears it. The whole restaurant starts laughing.
The whole restaurant's silent. Can hear a pin drop, right? And then a big man starts making his way over because she was meeting a party there, like a group of probably 9-10 people. Story's sad. It's awful. And I'm thinking I might have just seen this woman die, or at least maybe this is the first. She'll be dead in a week. Broke the hip. Who knows, you know?
Yeah, aneurysm. Something's going down.
So she starts getting herself up, and the first thing she says is, shit. And I'm like, all right, this lady's got moxie. She's got balls.
Yeah.
She's tough as nails. And then she's to her knees now, and it's probably about maybe 4 seconds have gone by, and here's where the story gets fucking great. And I swear to God, I'm not making anything up. This is exactly how it happened, and it was like a movie. And if it happened in a movie, I'd be like, too much, too much. I hear this. This is the kind of what breaks the silence. I hear a woman say, oh, Ethel. And it's a woman in a wheelchair who is, I guess, facing the wrong way. She's super, like, over the top. She's half Ethel's age. The fact that this woman's name is Ethel is just fucking glorious, right?
I like that.
And you can see Ethel just shoot a daggers at this woman in a wheelchair who's like making it all about her now. She's going, why would you fall like that, Ethel? She's making a giant deal, and turns out Ethel's fine. I almost went over to talk to her on the way out because we're in there for another 20 minutes. We see Ethel. She's eating food, still dressed to the nines, obviously. She did fine.
She didn't take her clothes off?
But the old... So then Jillian's looking at me right after we hear the, oh, Ethel, which it was just, guys, it was like a bad play where they're playing to the back row. It was so over the top, and it was so perfect. And we were so excited in that moment because we knew that we had something to say to each other for at least the next few months that will make each other laugh. No matter what situation we're in,
finally,
we're always going to be able to say, oh, Ethel, that was the newest one. And Jillian couldn't wait to burst out laughing, but she couldn't. She knew she couldn't. And I knew I couldn't, and it was one of those things because the restaurant wasn't packed and it was quiet, and they would have heard us laughing.
Did she press her life alert?
She didn't have one. I don't think she would ever. I bet you anything, the old broad drove herself there. She's one of those ladies.
Of course, take she care did. Of herself. I would love to see her have gotten up and just kicked the shit out of the door. Like, you motherfucker, just shatter the glass.
The manager was
and
over
there.
And they
go sit down and go, chocolate milkshake.
What if she just got up and turned to the camera and went, guess I own this Ruby's now.
Yeah, changing it to Ethel's.
Where's the camera?
Ethel's 50s Cantina.
What's the name of the guy that comes in and goes like, what would you do? What would you do?
Al Roker?
No. He does the
He also does a murder porn. Every
Al Michaels?
You know that show, What Would You Do? Like,
Candid
where like,
Camera from the 70s?
They have like 60s? A like an adult talking to his kid. The most recent one was like, no, there's no such thing as a black Santa. Santa's white. What's wrong with you? And then like they're saying it loud in public and to see what the people around them would do.
I don't believe those videos. I see those on YouTube where the guy's just being a complete over-the-top asshole to the guy at the counter. And then the Marine steps in and he's like, you just take it somewhere else, buddy. And he goes, why are you protecting him? He's a towel head. And the guy's like, yeah, I fought to protect his rights just like I fought to protect yours. And then the camera crew comes out and we're like, hey, American hero. It's
totally
he's
true.
An actor. I'm like,
they're totally
stupid.
True.
Because what would
it's
really
called,
happen?
What would you do?
If that Marine was upset with the guy for yelling at the dude. Okay, there's the Middle Eastern guy over the counter. There's the young white punk yelling at him and calling him a towelhead and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Marine just goes, take it elsewhere. That's not how our Marine's going to respond. If the Marine is really offended by that, he's going to deck that fucking guy.
No, he
probably
won't.
Probably snap his fucking neck.
No,
like
it's like the dojo. Like, if you know how to, like, kill people, you don't do
Marines
it.
Marines
aren't
that.
You got respect.
That. No, that's...
No, you come back, though, and you get treated.
That's kung fu guys. Marines aren't like that. Marines
I don't
are just,
think
that
Marines are Marines, just, like, snapping necks left and right in public.
Marines are trained to kill nothing else.
They don't do that. Tyler and I saw one of those situations. Tyler and I saw one of those
no
situations.
No self-control.
In the park.
It's just like kill.
Where the Indian woman touched my child about a month ago now. Yeah. Tyler
oh
and I went to that
God.
Park and we saw a little kid fucking with a goose. And his dad was laughing and watching this kid like try to like grab the goose by its back yeah. and like and grab its neck. He's fucking
was the goose as large as him?
The goose was big. And this kid was probably around 7 or 8.
I don't like that at all.
And this woman's walking
Dude,
by.
The kid is going to lose a fucking finger.
Yeah.
And he
deserved it. And his dad should have been saying, stop fuck with yeah. the bird. Leave the bird alone, right? And yeah. this woman, and I almost got involved, but Jillian, Lauren, and Tyler were like, Anderson, just leave it alone. No, it's not your place. But a woman was walking by, and she said something. She's like, you know what? Young punks grow up to be large punks, just like your dad. Stop messing with that bird.
Nice.
And then he started yelling at her, and it got really uncomfortable.
You should have stepped in then.
I almost did.
Yeah.
They didn't let me. They told me not to.
Why?
I wasn't going to get in a fight over a goose in a park on a Saturday afternoon with my child.
What's a better reason to fight than over a fucking goose?
And then we
goose?
Saw a duck that we
Winter
thought
was
dead.
Eat it.
Yeah. And it was on this little island in this little pond that
and
I could have easily
Tyler
waded to.
Let you help that either.
I was actually thinking about wading in to see if it was
there
okay.
There was a moment of silence and I turned. We were staring at this duck for, I don't know, five minutes.
We thought it was stuck.
There's water in that little park next to you?
No. His.
No,
him.
By me.
Okay.
There's this. Yeah, there's a big like lagoon, and in the middle of it is this man-made floating little island, and it's got all these like dimples in it that conceivably a bird could get its like leg stuck in.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looked like this bird was dead, but then we saw it move a little, and we're like, oh, I think it's like trapped in there.
Yeah.
And it looked like some of the bigger birds like might attack it. It was a stressful situation.
Yeah.
And we're just kind of like watching it for like 5 minutes, and eventually it righted itself and like
and it
swam
got in
away.
The water and swam
and I turned to Anderson, and I go, what percentage of you right now was actually considering
out
waiting out? Because it was probably about 3 feet deep, waiting out to go get it. And he was like, I think you said 5%.
I said, if I was wearing shorts right now, I'd already be in the water.
Did you see
which
that,
is true.
Did you
I absolutely would have.
That crazy rescue of those puppies off the, I don't know if it was the LA River, but I think it was.
No.
I would have loved to see you halfway,
I think it's fake, though.
Halfway to him in your shorts, halfway through, and then he just slips into the water.
And it was like a dick
off.
To me. Like he like comes and bites me on his way by.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's a homeless couple on like the island.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And they told him to leave because it was raining. And they said,
by the way,
leave.
Trump, that was Tyler, so you like him now too.
And they didn't leave.
I like them. They had their own
by
island.
By the way, Trump. He's like, hold on. Stop the recorder. They had to send in a chopper to get the puppies off the island. Yeah. And they went back for all of them. And I'm glad they did. But.
Seems like a waste of my tax
probably
money.
$75,000.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they don't like do like they're not corporations, which is kind of nice. Like if the government has a service, they will do the service and not think about it. If you're a corporation, you're going to like do the bottom line. Yeah. You're like, you know what? Let these families.
That's a good point.
Families have That's their kids die. But like the lawsuits will cost less than, you know, what it would.
Mm-hmm. I went out to why
we're in debt.
I went out to the Riverside.
I got a roll.
Riverside roll. Lights a couple nights ago. It might be a good trip if you guys don't do it with your families.
Where is that?
Riverside.
By the lights.
It's this old hotel. Get there before they turn the lights on.
Holy shit, it's 90 minutes.
I missed it. I had been there for an hour and a half before it got dark, and I was standing there with my back to the hotel making a recording, and all of a sudden I hear, from the probably 900 people on the street, And I turn around and it's all lit up. I'm like, motherfucker.
What happens? They just turn on some Christmas
lights? It's crazy. It's a lot of lights. It's nothing.
Oh, you know there's there's some spot out in Palm Springs that's supposed to be popping.
Oh, really?
You might want to go check it out.
Well, there's the candlelight lane right next to my house.
I don't care. There's a place in Palm Springs that said, this place is worth the trip. And it was like from like the LA Magazine or
What's
something.
What's going
on right now? My Corona with like a little
Are you talking about the place I've already recorded several
probably
hours
already been
at?
There, yeah.
Oh, is it in Palm Springs?
Robo Lights?
No, I don't think that was the name of it.
He's got so much pride though right now.
I spent a lot of time out there.
Yeah, and we know, Mike.
It's creepy.
You were supposed to go to the Pixar exhibit with Jillian Atticus and I, and I woke up to see that you were on your way
Atticus
to Palm Springs.
A big Pixar fan?
No.
Remember? Yes.
You were going to call me, let me know when you were going, and I waited around.
I woke up, and I saw I'm on my way to Palm Springs right now, so I didn't even bother.
I did not post any such thing.
Christ, we're going to end the show. We have to end the show, but I got to find it because I'm right.
We're going to fight?
Okay.
We'll find it.
I'm not worried if you won't even save a duck.
Mike, can you go into the can you go into this file and remove all the little like metal noise?
No.
That's in the entire. In the entire episode.
Hey, yeah. Did we not talk about Robolights at all? Because
nope.
I don't really want to talk about it. But did I tell you about it?
So you're gonna talk about it.
What? Hey, did we talk about the thing I don't really want to talk
Robolights.
About? It, but if we didn't
but
talk about. I'll tell you about
can
it.
Can we talk about it?
We have not talked about Robolights.
No.
Together?
No.
We talked about Hobo Lights, but
it's
shut up, kids.
It's a guy in a very, very upscale neighborhood in Palm Springs that has four lots tied together. Again, very upscale neighborhood. His neighbors hate his guts. And they give you a very big warning before you go in about how the city's trying to close us down. Our neighbors have been trying to close us down for 30 years, but now they finally got permits. And we don't have permits, so need to let you know you're entering a dangerous situation under your own volition. We technically can't charge, but we need donations. And they go through this entire spiel. And it's insanity.
What?
And it's... And it's creepy as fuck.
Is that the iPad Pro?
Yeah. It's creepy as fuck.
What are we doing right now?
We're looking
for
Robo
the
lights.
Wrap the show.
Robo lights.
There's not a lot of pictures. I only have like 10 or 12 pictures in there.
What?
But that's from outside.
What?
It's all like that inside, like just covered in lights.
Maybe this is the thing.
Creepy shit. And this thing is gigantic. I'm sorry. Should we kill the recording while we're doing this?
Have you posted these photos?
Done. No.
Awesome.
Holy
hell yeah.
All right, you guys have a great Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
We love
everybody.
You guys.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Kwanzaa. Happy, what's the other
Festivus.
One? Festivus.
If you're having
for
any
the rest
problems
of us.
With the holidays, feel free to send me an email because I'm trying to be of service.
And can we really put that picture up and can we just like, just
yeah.
black the face?
Yeah, we totally can.
If
we
it
totally
was just
can.
Jillian, whatever, but I don't want like her sister and her kids in there. It'd be kind of weird. So
yeah.
If we could just black everybody's face.
Holy,
black
is that
bar.
Your drone?
Yeah.
We got to stop. Yeah. No, that is kind of
right.
cool.
That's awesome.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Night-nights.
Wait, keep it moving.